This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Well, as we roll on the air this morning, man, a lot of huge news. The late season storm. We got a major announcement coming at 7:30 this morning. Holy jamoli. All right, first of all, you saw that we went from the tropical storm watch to the warning now. And this is a big giant blurb here. Tropical storm warning. So later today, we're expecting, the hurricane strength to become enacted. So we're still, go to the warning cone right there. Go to cones, over one. Yeah, right there. So at this point, we're still a tropical storm, Nicole, and we have maximum sustained winds very close to hurricane status. So maximum sustained winds are at 70 miles an hour. And it's expected to become a Category 1 hurricane later today, whack into the east coast of Florida, and then cross the state. Now, the difference between this time yesterday and now is that it's moved a little further south in the track. So yesterday, the storm was moving further north, and it looked like it was going to hit along the Space Coast, maybe, and then cut across the state and be a little north of us. Still, you know, effects, because this is a big wide swath and the wind field really is just going to blanket the entire state. But now the track has moved a little further south, so it looks like it is closer to the Tampa Bay area when it cuts across the state, bringing us maybe longer, more sustained tropical storm force winds. So, did I mention we have a major, major announcement at 7:30 this morning?
All right, you mentioned it for like a nanosecond, like in the middle of a sentence, you just kind of shoehorned it right in there at the beginning of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, make sure you're listening. Major announcement at 7:30 this morning here on the MJ Morning Show.
Who does it have to do with?
Everybody.
Oh.
Everybody. All right. So major announcement. Everyone will be affected. A major MJ Morning Show announcement at 7:30 this morning. This just got put together. This thing officially just sprung up last evening. So the major announcement sprung up, solidified last night. That's why we have a major announcement at 7:30 this morning. Now, still waiting to see, you know, what like Hillsborough County and Pinellas County are going to do with schools tomorrow. All schools are open today, but it's going to be interesting to see what Hillsborough and Pinellas do with schools tomorrow. So a tropical storm warning is in effect.
If I'm not mistaken, yes. Hillsborough is off on Friday.
I don't know.
Isn't that right, Fester?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I have to check the calendar.
Can you check on that?
All right.
Yeah, Roxanne.
It just popped into my head.
If you're not mistaken, well, go to the Hillsborough County school calendar and dig that sucker up.
So one thing I am sure that I'm not mistaken about is that Pasco County has canceled schools for tomorrow.
And so did Polk.
Right.
Polk and Pasco, I know. And then I think we're waiting for later today to find out what Hillsborough and Pinellas are going to do and then some of the other counties. But as we come on the air overnight, we have a tropical storm warning for a good chunk of the Tampa Bay area. Yeah, Andrew.
It looks like Veterans Day in Hillsborough County schools
for Friday.
For Friday?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Roxanne, you think that Friday's off?
Friday is already off.
If she's not mistaken. Which apparently she's not.
No.
Wow. It's a non-student day.
Yep.
So non-students, but teachers are going to be there? Is that it? Or
that's the way it was scheduled originally.
Okay, I got you. Well, listen, it could be. I would imagine that the storm is going to roll through on Thursday and then things would be somewhat back to normal on Friday.
Could you tell me again, what time is it coming? I missed that part. What time would we potentially get stuff?
It'll be Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon
is what we look like. So if you look at the timing, it's going to be Thursday. Listen, it's going to be like probably all morning Thursday into Thursday afternoon into, Thursday late afternoon.
Gotcha.
Thursday evening.
You don't understand. Roxanne wants to know the exact time it's going to roll over her house. Like, you know, 11:56 in the morning.
So, I mean, surprise. I mean, here we go. It's November the 9th. It's the day after Election Day, November the 9th. We got Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks here. And boom, here comes this late season tropical activity. And what appears to be a Category 1 hurricane going to smack into the East Coast somewhere, maybe around West Palm Beach or something. It was tracking further north. Yesterday, it looked like it was going to be Treasure Coast and that this thing was going to be tracking a little further north of us once it crossed the state. But again, as Dennis Phillips told us, the wind field is just very large. The wind field's really going to envelop like the whole state when it moves over us. So again, the bulk of the Tampa Bay area, we are in a tropical storm warning at this point.
Did someone change the wind field to make it look less like a butt now? Remember yesterday we saw it and it was very, very gluteous looking?
On the National Hurricane Center map, the yellowish wind field looked like a big butt.
It did.
big butt.
And I told Dennis Phillips he ought to use that analogy on the air on TV. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to say big butt. But he said big butt here on the MJ Morning Show.
He did. He agreed.
Here we go. Surprise late season storm. A tropical storm warning in effect for coastal Citrus County, inland Citrus County, coastal Hernando, inland Hernando, coastal Pasco, inland Pasco, Pinellas County, coastal Hillsborough County, inland Hillsborough County, coastal Manatee County, inland Manatee, coastal and inland Sarasota Counties, Sumter County, Polk County, Hardee County, DeSoto Highlands, coastal waters from Tarpon Springs to the Suwannee River, and Tampa Bay waters, coastal waters from Englewood to Tarpon Springs, out 20 nautical miles. So the bulk of the Tampa Bay area, we are now in a tropical storm warning. I never thought that we'd be talking about another hurricane and tropical storm warning here in the Tampa Bay area here in November. All right, we're just getting rolling, folks. It is a busy day, of course, the day after Election Day, and busy election results yesterday. Governor DeSantis reelected. All the Republican statewide seats were successful for the Republicans. So, we'll probably dabble in that a little later on, although we don't do a lot of politics on this program. But the big news, two big things, ladies and gentlemen, tropical storm warning for the Tampa Bay area and a massive MJ Morning Show announcement coming at 7:30 this morning. What could it be? What's the big announcement coming up in almost, an hour and 20 minutes? Hold on, coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, and I'm looking at the pile of stuff we got to get to today. I have such a diverse amount of crap we got to jam on the show today. And then we got to add to the mix this tropical storm warning, which is now in effect. The National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, we got upgraded. It was about 4:45 this morning, I think, 4:30. So early this morning, the bulk of the Tampa Bay area now under a tropical storm warning, because of this tropical storm Nicole, which is expected to turn into a Category 1 hurricane later today and hit the east coast of Florida and then roll across the state. So full details on that, obviously, all morning long. You've got Polk and Pasco that are definitely out tomorrow. And I guess we're waiting on Hillsborough and Pinellas to find out what they're going to do for tomorrow as far as closures go. And we'll find out later on today. We have a major announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, a major MJ Morning Show announcement happens at 7:30 this morning. Now, if you don't get a chance to listen at 7:30, well, you need to just check our website, check our social media, listen to the podcast. We'll make it abundantly clear. And then, of course, tomorrow morning we'll repeat everything. But big announcement. You're going to want to hear this. A big, 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 big announcement at 7:30. So just over an hour from right now here on the MJ Morning Show. This thing kind of came together quickly, solidified last night, and boom. All right, Froggy's not here today, and Roxanne has medically diagnosed Froggy with what, RSV?
I think it's a possibility because I heard that it's going around, and it's going around Tampa Bay, and I guess it's a stronger strain.
I heard that monkeypox was going around as well, so why don't you diagnose him with that?
Isn't RSV like a baby's disease?
It is. It's a baby's disease,
more of a baby and small kid disease. Why don't you look that up, Fester? Why don't you look up the respiratory RSV? What does it actually stand for?
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Say it again, please.
Syncytial virus.
It has like too many Y's in it.
Yeah.
Respiratory syncytial syncytial virus. Mm-hmm. We're just going to say RSV. All right. I'm going to say just freaking RSV is what it is.
That's why they call it RSV. Yeah.
So, Froggy, what did he call in sick? Did we get a text or something?
Yeah, we got a group text to our chain this morning. I was still laying in bed at 4:11 a.m.
Really?
When he wrote...
You were just dreaming of what? Fried chicken or something?
I was actually dreaming of Froggy. And then I get a text and it's from him. And I'm like, oh my God, today's the day. He's like, I think I got what the boys and Kim have. They've all been sick all week. I'm going to try to feel better today.
So Kim, Froggy's wife, and the boys have been sick all week. And now Froggy says that he's got what they have. Well, listen, the flu's kind of going around a little bit. You know, they're worried about like a triple play because of COVID, this RSV, and then the regular seasonal flu. And we're sort of getting warned about like this three-way intersection of crap.
That's how he feels today. So he's out today. He's going to try to feel better, and he thinks he's going to grace us with his presence tomorrow, which if he's not feeling better, I don't want him around here.
How do you know if you have RSV?
I guess you get tested for it, but usually RSV doesn't affect adults.
Right.
Usually it just it is very dangerous for newborns, for example, and babies under the age of one. And then the little kids pass it around amongst themselves, of course. But it's been, this is, I was talking to someone in the building who said that it's going around so much in Tampa Bay that the strain is, this variant of it or whatever, is stronger. And even like 7 and 8 year olds are getting sicker than they normally would.
So kids older than who usually will get RSV are getting RSV.
Precisely, and showing more symptoms of it. And then,
this makes total sense because Froggy does act like a 7 or 8 year old.
On a good day.
So this is absolutely fitting on why Froggy... Now, we don't know if he has RSV.
We
have no idea. You're just like, I think Froggy's got RSV. Folks, this is off...
I know it's going around.
This is off the air. During the last break, off the air, Roxanne says, I think Froggy has RSV.
It's going around.
I realize it's going around.
His kids had something.
But we don't know if the kids, Froggy's kids are like 7 and 11 or 7 and 10 or.
One of them just had a birthday.
Yeah, something like that. I think they're like the years of the convenience store.
So you think they're 7-Eleven right now?
I think 7-Eleven.
Or they're Circle K. Or they're Wawa. Or they're Thornton's.
I think they're 7-Eleven.
Or they're West Shore Mini Mart. What are you?
Ooh.
I don't know. What am I missing? What stores have I left out? Pick whatever racetrack.
So Froggy's out today. Kids are sick. Roxanne is just randomly diagnosing things.
Yeah, that's good.
Throwing some diseases out there.
I think it's RSV. I'm like, what? What makes you think that? I don't know.
Another random diagnosis from Roxanne here on the MJ Morning Show. Roxanne has diagnosed Froggy with RSV. But remember, the flu also going around. Oh, by the way, hey, Just a little reminder on the flu.
Another reminder this morning for you. The Senior Days program at CVS, providing seniors in the Bay Area convenient and easy access to flu shots.
Fantastic.
I used to love that. Was that guy from Channel 28?
He was from Channel 28, right. And he got so butthurt over the fact that we tried to contact him to talk about it.
What was his name? Any idea?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, this is a reporter for ABC Action News. And it was a couple of months ago, and he's talking about flu shots, and he said flu shots. And if we, and I heard it, I recorded the audio, and then we played it back, and then we tried to get him on the air, and he declined to come on the air. I'm too busy. I can't come on the air.
Another reminder this morning for you, the Senior Days program at CVS, providing seniors in the Bay Area convenient and easy access to flu shots starts today.
It's still funny as hell to me.
Shot plus start equals shart.
Yeah, right. Hey, I have something that is a horrific thing. Andrew, I have to forward you a picture right now. I got this from a friend of mine. We have full permission to use this photograph. And later on during the MJ Morning Show, first of all, Fester, during our long, long chunk of the MJ Morning Show, folks, let me explain something very important from a programming standpoint. Every morning at about 7:22, 7:23, 7:24, in that window, every morning we kick off an hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show. We don't get interrupted for anything. An hour and 20 minutes nonstop. No commercials, no music. And that happens about 7:22, 7:23 every morning. And we go all the way to like 8:42, 8:43. Nonstop MJ Morning Show. And during that, about 7:45 this morning, Fester is going to try to get me to blow up all of our Thanksgiving plans in the MJ family.
Okay, you don't have Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah, well, hang on.
You don't have plans.
Hold on a minute. So Fester's going to try to get me to blow up Thanksgiving plans. That's food related. And then a friend of mine took a picture outside of a supermarket. You know when you go into like Publix or Winn-Dixie or even other chains in other states? You know what you see? You see the sandwich board signs that are just, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like I'll walk into local supermarkets, and as you walk into the front door, they'll have those plastic sandwich board signs that look like those traffic barricades, and they're advertising something. But I'm seeing those more and more and more. My friend sent me possibly the most horrific thing for sale inside a supermarket in the history of mankind. I mean, folks, I have a picture of an item for sale in a major supermarket chain advertised on one of those little sandwich board signs propped up outside the entrance of the store. I'm telling you, folks, this is the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. And we'll get to that coming up also. I've got photographic evidence. Andrew, I got to get it to you because we got to have it ready to go. And oh, the humanity. Oh, the horror of this. And I would like to actually meet somebody that would actually buy this and eat this from this major supermarket chain.
I mean, it's edible, right? I mean,
it's edible, all
they,
right.
They sell it.
Oh, you can eat it, all right.
I bet Fester and I might eat it.
But I can't believe it. Now, no word on Tampa International Airport yet, but Orlando closed.
Well, not yet.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Orlando's going to close.
They're going to cease operation.
If you're on your way to Orlando Airport right now, you're okay.
Okay.
But Orlando International Airport, they're saying that they will cease all commercial operations today at 4 p.m.
So that's giving you plenty of notice. But if you have a flight that's leaving tomorrow from Orlando,
closed.
It's not going.
By the way, I'm doing the arm X's. Have you ever seen anyone do the arm X's?
Like that?
Like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, arm X's. Closed.
Speaking of airports, I think the only time I ever see the arm X's is like the guy on the tarmac to the plane. That guy.
He's got the traffic controller.
Don't say tarmac. It's the ramp.
Oh, the ramp.
Yeah, don't say tarmac. Pilots hate it when you say tarmac.
I know somebody that hates it when I say anyways. jumped my ass during the commercial break. Fester, you know, it's anyway.
That was not you, it was Roxanne.
Oh, I thought it was me.
No.
I took it so personal.
No, Rock.
Thank you.
I look at Roxanne, I'm like, I never say anyways. No, Why is he looking at me when he says that?
No, Roxanne commented. It was directed at Roxanne.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, Roxanne.
Thank you for standing up for me.
Roxanne even acknowledged. Yeah, I guess I'm in the corrective mode this morning.
I guess you are.
Off the air, Roxanne said something, and it was like, anyways, and then went into something else. And I said, Roxanne, listen, I said, it's not anyways, it's just anyway.
Well, I'm going to take note of your little ticks all day today, anyways.
Roxanne will be in a corrective mode.
And literally mark them down, since literally that is your favorite word.
That just troubles me. It always bothers me when people say, anyways, it's just anyway.
Don't you want more than one way?
No, it's anyway. Anyway, if you're using it as a transitional term, anyway, guys.
Well, anyways, leaves the door open.
It's not anyways.
Roxanne, start going with the popular anywho.
And the other thing, hang on, the thing with the crossed arms and saying closed, and if you're watching MJTV right now, and I recommend that everyone check into MJTV at MJMorningShow.com. You can watch us live in studio, or you can watch it later on. So at your convenience, anytime during the day, go to MJMorningShow.com, click on MJTV, and you can watch us at your convenience anytime during the day. And I'm doing the arm cross thing, and I noticed this a lot in Japan. Like if you're at a store or you're trying to go into a store and they're closed, like the clerk will go, you know, they'll do the arm X, and that's like no, closed. And it just seems to, it's like a big Asian thing or a big Japan thing, because I see it all over Japan when we travel there.
Aggressive, kind of aggressive.
It is aggressive. It's the Armex aggressive thing. All right, 6:33. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. In minutes, we'll get into the early morons in the news. Remember, a tropical storm warning in effect for the bulk of the Tampa Bay area as we're waiting for Nicole to hit the East Coast sometime tomorrow. And we'll follow it for you all morning long. Don't forget, major announcement at 7:30 right here on the MJ Morning Show. You don't want to miss that. But early morons in the news next here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, you got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 6:41, and I got a ginormous pile of morons in the news here on the MJ Morning Show. Again, don't forget, huge announcement at 7:30 this morning. Make sure you're listening in about 45 minutes. A major, major announcement. A lot of people are going to be very, very interested in this major announcement. And this came up fast. This was put together very, very quickly. Might I say last minute? Well, sort of. Big announcement, 7:30 this morning here on the MJ Morning Show. And, of course, the other big item is we are under a tropical storm warning, as Tropical Storm Nicole, expected to turn into a Category 1 hurricane, is headed toward the East Coast. Looks like around a West Palm Beach impact, then crossing the state. So we'll have effects which will start hitting us later tonight, tomorrow, and then into tomorrow afternoon here in the Tampa Bay area. Full details coming up during the course of the program. We'll weave in and out. We've got, obviously, some school closures. What was it, Pasco and Polk already closed for tomorrow? Pinellas and Hillsborough, I guess we'll find out later today what they're going to do. But it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up closing schools. All right, let's do some early morons in the news. I'm going to have to bust this up into two chunks because there's just too much. Today's just a jammed up day. Like, I gotta be honest, I really don't need a freaking tropical storm getting in the way right now. There's just too much stuff going on for a tropical storm.
You need a tropical storm on like a slow news day. That's a, oh, great. We have a tropical storm to talk about. But today,
I need a tropical storm right now. Like, I need monkeypox, okay?
Don't say that. You don't need monkeypox.
No, I don't plan on getting monkeypox. You ready for a big, giant pile of morons in the news?
Oh, yeah.
All right, first of all, this is a story of great interest to me because one of my very good close friends is an engineer for Tyson Foods. You know, the guy that sends Julian a 25-pound box of chicken nuggets?
Does he still does that? He did that this year, too?
He's done it multiple times. It's like whenever I call and I ask for nuggets, they have some guy go to the end of the assembly line with a big, giant trash bag, and the cryogenically frozen Tyson chicken nuggets, they fly off the assembly line belt into a bag. They just tie it up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not a trash bag.
Dude, I'm telling you, they get a big plastic bag.
It's got to be a food-grade bag.
It is. It's a food-grade bag, but they just, this giant bag, they fill it with frozen nuggets. They put it in a box. They put it in dry ice, and they FedEx it to my son Julian at school.
That's the restaurant supply quantity. You have a restaurant, you buy 25-pound bags.
I'm telling you, this is not like a standard, how do you put it? It's not like a standard package.
Okay.
Of course.
Not like what would be sold by the food service companies or what like a cafeteria at a school would get. It's kind of like a customized little homebrew deal. So my friend at Tyson Foods will get the nugget shipped to Julian. And I find this remarkably interesting, and I hope this doesn't ruin my connection. Because the chief financial officer, the CFO of Tyson Foods, John R. Tyson.
So he's obviously a family member.
Yes. Entered a stranger's house and passed out in her bed. What the? Say what?
How does that happen?
Good question. But you know what? I also know of another very tragic story of somebody that I personally know that went into somebody else's house drunk or on something and things did not end well. I'll get to that in a second. Tyson Foods chief financial officer John R. Tyson said he was embarrassed after his arrest on Sunday. He entered a stranger's home, passed out in her bed. 32-year-old heir to the Tyson Foods empire was charged with public intoxication, criminal trespassing. He is the great-grandson of the company's founder and was even considered to be a potential future CEO.
I mean, he still might be. He's 32, right?
I'm thinking that this might have potentially
hurt his succession.
A negative effect. You know, when you're the CFO of Tyson Foods and you drunkenly go into someone else's house and fall asleep in some of the lady's bed.
He's lucky all that happened is that he got embarrassed. He could have been shot.
You would be correct. He says, I'm embarrassed for personal conduct that is inconsistent with my personal values, the company's values, and the high expectations we hold for each other here at Tyson Foods. This is part of a memo that went company-wide, and the Associated Press got their hands on this little memo here. I made a serious mistake, and this has caused me to reflect deeply on the impact my actions can have on others. He indicated he'll receive counseling for alcohol abuse.
What's it called when you just promote family members in a business?
Nepotism?
This guy's a 32-year-old CFO, chief financial officer of the largest chicken distribution company in America. I mean, he didn't get the job because he's the grandson or great-grandson of the founder.
But listen, you have that happen a lot. You have family members that look at the Walton family, right? You know, the Walmart.
Oh, yeah, Walmart.
Walmart family. I mean, for the most part, they don't really do much, I don't think, with the company anymore, but they just sit around and they're just, you know, multi-billionaires with stock and everything. He said he made a serious mistake. Yep, here comes the, I guess, obligatory going to receive alcohol abuse counseling.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's 32 years old. He had a weekend bender.
Now, he didn't immediately, I guess, join the company. Initially, He worked for J.P. Morgan. He was an investment banker, and he joined the family business at Tyson Foods back in 2019.
Great.
And he took over as the Tyson Foods CEO back in September. Jeez, he's only a couple of months into the job, and he's stumbling into some lady's house and going into her bed while all liquored up. Yeah, the arrest occurred just days before Tyson was slated to speak on the company's earnings call for the first time as CFO. Whoopsies. Yeah, Tyson Foods is slated to report their quarterly earnings on November 14th. Yeah, he was arrested just before 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Oh, my God. That was time change time. right around time change time. Yeah, this is that's a crazy story. Can you imagine that?
It doesn't change the fact they have very good nuggets.
Oh, listen, the Tyson products are good. Listen, Tyson does a good job. And where was it? Was this in Arkansas? Yeah, the story that I have doesn't say exactly where. Can you bring up another version of the story? Yes, this one doesn't say where it happened. Where's Tyson Foods based? Why are you on Bing all of a sudden instead of Google?
What? It's this computer
just,
system.
Just go to Google.
Hold on.
Go, type in Google. Festy, you are a computer idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right.
Just type in Tyson. I just want to know what state it happened in.
I don't think calling me a computer idiot is getting it to you any faster.
That might be a little bit of a slowdown deal.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Where did it happen? Bring that. Just click on a story. Any story. Right there. Click on the Today Show.
The Today Show.
Where did it happen? All right. Criminal trespass.
Oh, God, come on,
dude,
man.
All right, listen, you just can't operate a computer.
Too many stupid pop-ups.
Well, stop with your Windows.
It was found in the Arkansas home.
That's what I thought. It was Arkansas is where it happened. Son, that's no way to take over the CFO position and be a member of the Tyson Foods family and stumble into some lady's house totally drunk over your...
It was in Fayetteville. Arkansas.
Fayetteville.
I sent a note to my friend who is an engineer for Tyson Foods. I sent him a link to the story. I said,
I bet.
I said, whoopsies. He said, yeah. He said, quite the buzz around the company.
Quite the buzz around the water cooler.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. All right. We are just getting started with the morons. I've got a pretty creepy mugshot that I need you to see. So we'll continue with morons in the news next. Chunk two. Don't forget, 7:30 this morning, folks, a little over half an hour from right now. At 7:30, a major announcement here on the MJ Morning Show. Major announcement, 7:30, coming up in minutes. Don't miss it. And also the latest on our tropical storm warning effects tomorrow here in the Tampa Bay area. Full details on the way here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, Andrew, I just sent you the supermarket horror story picture. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much today. It is such a jammed up day. And then we got this tropical storm BS that we got to deal with. I was done with the season, man. How dare?
Oh, you were done, all right. You got rid of all your gasoline.
I used all. Well, I think I'm okay with that. But I had 41 gallons of gasoline stored because of Ian. And then during the latter end of October, I started using my gas supply in my car because I don't want 41 gallons of gas hanging around in the garage. Plus, gas does expire. A lot of people don't realize that. I got into an argument with Fester over that.
Yeah, I did not know that gas eventually, like a gallon of milk, has an expiration date on it.
Gas can go bad and kind of foul up your engine. You want to use gas within 3 to 6 months. If you have it stored, you want to use it within, you don't want to hold on to gas more than 6 months. in a regular, like, gas container. So, yeah, I was done with the season, man. I mean, this is just an inconvenience. How dare you? Nicole, you bitch. Okay? How dare you? I was done with the season. We were moving on. And then, boom, here comes this Nicole, which is going to turn into, like, a Category 1 hurricane later today. And then hit the East Coast and then really kind of blanket the whole state. So we have a tropical storm warning for the Tampa Bay area. We are under a tropical storm warning. And we're waiting for school closures for tomorrow. Already Pasco and Polk have announced no school. And we're waiting on Hillsborough, Pinellas, and other counties to see what's going to happen as far as schools tomorrow. I have a major announcement in less than half an hour right here. MJ Morning Show, major announcement at 7:30. This is big. This is huge. And if you miss it, make sure you come back to the podcast later on. Watch MJ TV, whatever. We'll have it posted on all of our social media. We'll put it on our website. Major. So we'll have it also posted at MJMorningShow.com. So, Andrew, we got to work on a big splash once I make the announcement. So MJMorningShow.com. If you miss it, but in 26 minutes, big announcement here on the MJ Morning Show. Massive announcement. You're going to love it. I believe, in 26 minutes from right now. All right, continuing with the morons in the news. And I mentioned that I had a very creepy mugshot. Andrew, do you have this posted? Is this ready to go? It is. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, it'll be at the top area where it says stories mentioned on the MJ Morning Show. And this is just a creepy mugshot. An accused groper.
Oh.
If you want to know what a groper looks like, just take a look at this guy's mugshot.
Because, groper and creepy go together.
Yes. And you haven't seen the image yet, have you, Roxanne?
I have not. I'm getting ready to be surprised.
Guess where it happened? Starts with a V.
Valrico?
No.
The villages, Florida's friendliest hometown.
All right. From the Villages News, which is good for a couple of really good stories a week. This is the headline. Accused groper, free on bond, frightens employee at local ice cream shop. So let me get this straight. This guy is an accused groper. He was arrested for groping. He's free on bond. And then was he on the prowl looking to grope again while he's out on bond?
He can't give it up.
When he says frightened an ice cream employee or somebody at an ice cream shop, did he touch him?
Let me give you the details. This is an accused groper. He's out on bond, allegedly offered some unwanted affection toward a Beef O'Brady's server.
Ooh, jeez. Mm. See,
so
beefs.
He was trying to grab some beef, apparently. Accused groper is out of bond. The reason why he was originally arrested, because of this unwanted affection toward this Beef O'Brady's employee. He was jailed again after scaring the bejesus out of an employee at a local ice cream shop. Larry William Rerick, 65 years old, from Fruitland Park. Jailed without bond now following his arrest in an incident which happened at the Sweet Licks ice cream shop in Bushnell.
That's a great name for an ice cream store.
By the way, Licks is spelled L-I-C-K-Z. Sweet Licks.
Licks.
Yeah. The employee ran out of the ice cream store into the nearby I-75 liquor store. They've got a liquor store called I-75 Liquors?
Yeah. I think every major interstate has a couple of liquor stores named after them.
Hey, it's Walt. Come on down to I-95 Liquors.
Liquors with a Z.
Yeah. So the ice cream shop employee ran into the liquor store for help because of this creepy interaction with this guy, Rerick, who was arrested last month, rubbed his hands on the thigh of a 17-year-old server at Beef's.
Come on, Rerick.
Oh, my God. Is this not nasty? Yeah, the liquor store employee tried to snap a picture of Rerick, who had climbed the behind the wheel of a beige Chevy Malibu.
You know, the beige Malibu. It's a real fine car.
I think it's... You know what? That's the car and color of gropers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Do you have any Malibus on the lot?
According to the arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, Rarick used the vehicle to strike the legs of the liquor store employee. So rammed the car into the I-75 liquor store employee. Bystander noticed that something was going on, used his vehicle to block Rarick's car until the cops showed up. And the bystander got out of the car, stood in front of Rarick's vehicle. Then Rarick used his vehicle to strike the intervener as well. So I guess we've got the I-75 liquor guy. We got the intervener. He then fled the scene on foot. He fled the scene in the car. So I guess he was able to get out. So he fled the scene and then was pulled over at a nearby Baptist church. He had been drinking, had a problem with the field sobriety tests. Didn't blow a .08. He blew a .06 and a .058, which still, you can get charged with DUI for that.
Still, he saw the name of the ice cream store, Sweet Licks.
Sweet Licks.
He thought it was a completely different service.
Are we going to talk about this mugshot?
Yeah, you got to look at the mugshot.
All right. So I've been looking at this, and this is, if I wanted to send Fester, say Fester and I are going back and forth and texting,
yep.
And I wanted to send Fester a message and say, I'm going to grope you, which would be inappropriate. So I would never do that to you, Fester. But but if I wanted to send, I'm going to grope you, rather than typing that out, I would just grab this guy's face and use it as a meme, because that's what his face says.
Does this guy not scream groper? Does this guy's face not scream?
The expression.
This guy's face screams thigh toucher of a 17-year-old Beef O'Brady's server.
He's not a young guy. He's like an old, dirty man.
He's 65. He even has groper teeth.
Yeah.
You got to look at this guy's mugshot. If you want to see what a groper looks like or an accused groper, go to MJMorningShow.com, click on stories mentioned on the MJ Morning Show at the top. You might need to slide the images over and hit the arrow. And then click on this story and you'll see the mugshot of this grope-tacular guy.
It's everything. It's the expression. It's the eyes, the eyebrows, the mouth, the head tilt.
I have everything. It's groper fest. It's groper palooza. I have some advice. If this happens to you, I would recommend not jumping out of a moving vehicle. Now,
any times to jump out of a moving vehicle?
Well, I can think of times worth jumping out of a.
There might be some times, but I think that this could have been handled a little differently. This does involve a teenager. It does involve a 17-year-old. No, it's not the 17-year-old from Beef O'Brady's in Bushnell who had her thigh groped by this groping man.
No, 17-year-old worked at Sweet Licks.
And then there was also a 17-year-old at Sweet Licks. Oh, my God. 17-year-olds were everywhere. All right. So this happened in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I think it's a very interesting story. A Raleigh, North Carolina teenager was in a Lyft. Uber, Lyft. Teenager was in a Lyft on the way home from work, and the 17-year-old ended up in the ER after jumping from a moving car from the Lyft in which she was a passenger. It happened very fast. Azia Bowden is her name. She said she blacked out after she opened the car door, only remembered where she landed, and then she was scared. She was crying. She is back home safely. She had some injuries from the fall out of the moving vehicle. No broken bones. Here's what happened. Why would she jump out of a Lyft?
Was the driver like a super creep or something?
Hey, you're on the right track
there.
She grew very suspicious. She got into the Lyft, and the driver made comments about her and comments about just things in general that made her very uncomfortable. Driver said, "Wow, you look good. I'd date you if you weren't so young.
Ew.
Oh.
How many boys flirted with you?"
Ew.
I mean, just weird things. And she said if she's riding with a stranger, she's always nervous, but she knew this was different. I knew that I wasn't going crazy or something. I knew that my body has never felt like that before. I've seen a lot of this, so I knew I was feeling drugged. She then described how she felt after the driver sprayed something.
Oh.
She felt dizzy and warm, so she's claiming the driver sprayed something back in the car.
The more you tell this story, the more I'm thinking jumping out of the car is not a bad idea.
She says, when I got in his car, I did smell cigarettes. So when he sprayed, when I got in the car, she smelled like cigarettes, which I don't know why she would at 17. So when she sprayed one time, I already was like, oh, no longer smells like that. But he kept spraying and then rolled the windows up. And apparently she was starting to feel weird. She said, I was scared. I was more so like, I'd rather get out of this car than fall asleep in a car with a man I don't know. She jumped out of the car. She said the driver did not stop the whole time. She said that he turned around after she fell and was crying. He pretended to be a bystander and called the police for her.
Okay.
So this is weird. Now, I would recommend, if you're in a weird situation, I wouldn't recommend jumping out of a moving vehicle. I would recommend just getting on the phone and calling 911 immediately is what I would do. I
mean, was there no traffic lights you could have?
I would imagine the last thing, you know, the last thing that you would want to do, I think, is jump out of a moving vehicle. But she did it. Is that not a bizarre story? What did he spray?
I mean, for her to process all of this and to have the presence of mind to even do this. I mean, good for her that she got relieved herself from the situation.
A Lyft spokesperson claims that the company is aware of the driver's behavior. The driver has been removed from the Lyft platform.
That's good.
They'll assist law enforcement with anything they can. She says that she got a refund from Lyft.
Oh, that's nice.
But she says that she doesn't see herself taking Uber or Lyft ever again. Listen, most Uber and Lyft drivers are great. But I mean, this is just a total cretin that she stumbled across here.
I told you about my one friend, though, and I just saw her yesterday who got in the Uber and they were playing techno music and the guy was whacked out of his mind driving them home.
Oh, my God. Well, did they get out of the car?
No, but they just took the ride.
Oh, so they just stayed in the car? They thought the driver was whacked and they stayed in the car?
We're scared.
The music really was good.
Anyway, I mean, she should have called 911 right away, but I guess as a last resort, you jump out of the car. Luckily, she wasn't hurt more seriously. But that's just a bizarre story. All right, folks, next, a massive, huge, big announcement at 7:30. We're 14 minutes away from this huge announcement here on the MJ Morning Show and the latest on the tropical storm headed in our general direction. All on the way next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, this is Q105 725. It is the MJ Morning Show. MJ and the crew here, Fester and Roxanne. Froggy's out. He called in sick. I'm sorry. He texted in sick earlier this morning. Like at what did you say, 4 o'clock in the morning? You were lying awake and your phone buzzed, Fester?
No,
and
I was asleep at 4:11. I was awakened by Froggy's text of, I don't feel well.
Why would you be awakened by a text? Why wouldn't your phone be on silent? Or why would you allow the vibration on your phone? Or did your phone, was it not on vibrate?
No,
was,
I have it on a snooze until 4 a.m. So, like, if you would have texted me at 3:59, I wouldn't have heard it. But then the snooze ends at 4 a.m.
All right. So, Froggy texts in sick. Roxanne thinks he has RSV. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Just throwing it out there because I've heard that it is going around the Tampa Bay area.
Ladies and gentlemen, another Roxanne medical diagnosis here on the MJ Morning Show.
I didn't think adults got it, but.
Major or not, well, we don't. He probably doesn't have it.
How would you like to go to that doctor? I'm just throwing this out there. You might have this.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just a hypothesizer.
Yeah, you're just reckless is what you are. All right.
Reckless.
So, reckless diagnoser. Major announcement coming up in 4 minutes. It is 7:26 right now. This is the MJ Morning Show. A major, major announcement is coming up in minutes. In fact, you know what? I think I might just do an Instagram Live here.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'll do Instagram Live when I when I do the big announcement. So 4 minutes from right now, major MJ Morning Show announcement. Also, I'm really aggravated with this tropical storm. I thought we were done for the season, and now we got to deal with this. It's just kind of getting in the way. It's just screwing things up.
Well, we are still in hurricane season.
I know that hurricane season goes until the 30th of November every year. I get it. But still doesn't change the fact that I'd already written off the season. We had our near miss. We had our brush with Ian. That was enough of a jolting, jarring experience. And I thought we were done for the season. And now we got this Nicole, which is going to, you know, smack into the East Coast, probably around West Palm Beach somewhere. And it'll happen late tonight, early tomorrow morning. And then we'll have tropical storm effects here in the Tampa Bay area and across a lot of the state of Florida beginning, tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, into tomorrow evening.
All right. While a hurricane is no laughing matter, and it's going to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall, for the most the part, it's going to be a wind event.
It'll be a wind event, a little bit of storm surge on the East Coast, but wind and rain, locally, we could see, a couple of inches of rain. I was looking at the wind fields, and we will speak to Dennis Phillips this morning. So Dennis Phillips, Mr. Suspenders, will join us from ABC Action News at about 8:53 this morning. So just before 9 o'clock, Dennis Phillips, and we're waiting for Greg D. to phone in. Greg D. ought to be phoning in at about 7:33. So I just got a text. Greg D. from Channel 28, ABC Action News, will join us in about 5 minutes. So we'll get a live hit from Greg D. from the ABC Action News Weather Center in just a matter of minutes. So hold on, book it.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
You have a major announcement coming up in, 90 seconds?
Yes.
And you're only going to give yourself 3 minutes to do it because Greg D.'s calling in with a weather report?
That's all I need.
Oh, okay.
Major announcement.
All right.
All right, so if I go an extra minute, I think Greg D. can hang for a minute on hold.
I don't know, man.
And we have just the regular MJ Morning Show content we got to get to here. Hey, Roxanne, before I get to my big announcement, how often should you wash your hair?
This is a debatable question. I think it has to do with the type of hair that you have. For example, I wash my hair about 2 to 3 times during the work week. I'd say 2.5 because one night I'll just do a half wash. So I'll wash like the crown of my head. Because if you wash it too often, it can dry it out. But yeah. If you don't wash it often enough, yeah. I have to wash it more in the summer. It gets flat and greasy.
And crown of your head's where you get the itchies. Yeah.
I know that. Yes. I noticed that you're very flat and greasy. Yes.
It happens.
You know what? That's
guilty.
That's like a great item at a fast food restaurant. Flat and greasy. Yes, I'll take the flat and greasy, please.
$3.47.
This debate has come up. I know we've talked about this in the past, but I saw another item from a dermatologist. Some people think they have to wash their hair every day. You don't. This is Dr. Anthony Rossi, an assistant attending dermatologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York City, and a fellow of the American Academy of Dermatology. And, he says, listen, if you've got really, really oily, nasty hair, you want to probably increase a little bit. But on average, people really only need to wash their hair a couple of times a week.
Yep.
So that's the big debate here. The truth on how often you need to wash your hair, it is only a couple of times a week. And actually is not to your advantage for most people to wash their hair every single day.
Does it seem like more and more we're doing stories about less is more when it comes to bathing?
There have been multiple stories about not having to shower every day as well.
I've been ahead of that trend since 1988.
Yeah, we know.
Kind of ironic in this post,
So washing your hair. All right. Are you ready for the big announcement? Ladies and gentlemen. Big announcement. Now, Fester and Roxanne, you guys have no idea what this is.
No clue.
Now, Andrew, our executive producer, he begged me this morning because he saw it on my social media last night. And if you follow me on Instagram, you would have gotten a little heads up, at least, on the big announcement. Because last night, as soon as this was solidified, I did an Instagram Live. It's great. I had hundreds of people that joined me last night for my Instagram Live. And you know what? I might go ahead. I think I'm going to do this again right now. Hold on a minute. I think I might do an Instagram Live right now. Hold on. I'm going to dial up my Instagram, and I'm going to go live right now. I'm just going to put this over here and go live. All right. It's checking the connection. Oh, I'm now live.
Good.
All right. So I'm live on my Instagram. Now, folks, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow. Certified MJ Radio. Here is the big announcement. And welcome to all of my live Instagram viewers right now. It is 7:32, and this is the big announcement. This came together quickly yesterday.
All right.
I have another 20 Microsoft. Look at Rock. Give me that again. I have another 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets to give away next week.
Wow.
We're giving away another 20.
So
every hour during the MJ Morning Show next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., every hour during the morning show, every day next week, we're giving away another Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablet. But guess what? This gets juiced up even more because this one includes the keyboard. So it's the tablet and the magnetic snap-on keyboard that acts as the case. So this is an added bonus.
That's very cool.
Is this not amazing?
That's
great. In time for the holidays? Another $20,000+, you know, worth of, this is incredible.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you have to tell, I just texted Don like about 30 minutes ago, just something popped into my head that I wanted to say to him, but I had no idea about this.
Yeah. Thanks to Don, the IT guy again, from Team Logic IT, St. Pete, Don, the IT guy helping facilitate this again for us, another 20 tablets starting Monday, folks. This was a huge deal. We gave away 20 of these back in August. People were unbelievably thrilled on this giveaway. And it was so successful, like tag team back again. And hey, it's tablet tag. Remember we called it tablet tag.
Is that what we called it?
Yes, because we give the first one away and then you have to know the name of the previous winner. And boom, you win the tablet. It's very simple. So tablet tag starts on Monday morning at 6 a.m. We'll just give away the first one at 6 a.m. Monday morning. And then you have to listen for the name of the 6 a.m. winner. And then at 7, you got to know the name of the previous winner if you're the right number caller. And then so on for 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then for 6 a.m. the next day, you got to know the previous 9 a.m. winner. Tablet tag. It's very simple. And this is fast. We start giving these things away on Monday morning here on the MJ Morning Show, 20 more Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablets. But this time, it's even better. We're giving away the keyboard with each unit. So I'm very excited about this. All right. Hey, Greg D., are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. All right, Greg, I just announced we're giving away another 20 Microsoft tablets beginning on Monday. So very big announcement here on the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, it's pretty big. Greg D., ladies and gentlemen, joining us from ABC Action News from the Weather Center. And, Greg, let's get the latest on Tropical Storm Nicole, expected to become a Cat 1 hurricane. Let's talk about where it is, where it's going, the effects on the Tampa Bay area. 4 a.m. hour this morning, the National Weather Service and National Hurricane Center put us under a tropical storm warning. What's the latest?
So I do think that although it is forecast to become a hurricane as it approaches, generally that area around Fort Pierce and Stewart, we are going to get tropical storm conditions here across the Bay Area. Now, overnight, the forecast has shifted a little farther south, but I don't want you to focus on that because this storm is so huge. There are going to be tropical storm force winds from Jacksonville to Miami all across the peninsula as the storm is moving by. What I expect for us to see are basically strong winds starting overnight and into tomorrow. The worst of it is tomorrow morning. I think most see winds sustained between 40 and 50 miles an hour, and occasionally the winds will gust over 50. A few people may see gusts over 60, though I think most of us are not going to see winds quite that strong. So what that means in terms of wind damage, I think you're going to see tree branches down, maybe a couple of trees, isolated hit-and-miss power outages likely overnight and tomorrow morning. But unlike Ian, this is going to move fast. And it's going to get out of here. I think the strongest winds are done by midday tomorrow. In terms of flooding, much different than Ian. It's moving fast. There'll be less rain. There will not be widespread river flooding. The rivers may rise a little bit, but not as much as in Ian for sure. And storm surge right now is not a huge threat because as the storm is approaching, we'll see that wind offshore. So just like with Ian, when it was approaching, we could actually see the bay go down by 3 to 4 feet.
Huh.
If it does go out into the Gulf tomorrow, we may get a bit of a sea level rise north of the bay, but I think it's only going to be a couple of feet. So widespread surge flooding, not expected.
Greg, what do you think as far as the immediate Tampa Bay area? What is your prediction for rainfall? How many inches? Will it be measured in inches?
Yeah, I think we're going to see 2 to 3 inches of rain at the most. I really think that's all we're going to see, which is very doable. That is something that we get in an afternoon thunderstorm often. And I really think the winds will match an afternoon thunderstorm in the summertime as well. So wind gusts, 45 to 55 miles an hour. Obviously, tomorrow morning, if you don't have to be out, stay inside. The bridges may be closed because of stronger winds. There'll be tree debris on the roadways. Some streetlights may be out, that kind of a deal. So if you can work from home or stay home tomorrow morning, that would be the best plan. You know, the best news about this one, it's out of here by tomorrow night. Friday through the weekend are looking great.
Yeah, because typically when we get these storms and this thing rolls through quickly on Thursday, it then takes all the moisture with it. So we could be looking at an unbelievably gorgeous weekend.
Oh, yeah. Saturday in your 80s, 70s on Sunday, just absolutely beautiful. And early next week, we could see some temperatures down into the 40s.
I'm looking at the latest advisory, which was the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time advisory. You know, typically we get 8 a.m. intermediates, but because of the time change and we don't really deal with these storms typically, this is a 7 a.m. advisory. And the maximum sustained winds for Tropical Storm Nicole, 70 miles per hour. And it looks like it's just to the east of the far east Bahamas right now. And, you know, Greg, you mentioned the more southerly track because yesterday it looked like it was going to be more of an entry at the Space Coast or Daytona. And then the modeling late yesterday afternoon and last night, it started to push back further south, like West Palm, north of West Palm, Stewart, Fort Pierce. And then, but you're right. You look at the wind field blob and, you know, what we had Dennis on yesterday, about 8:55 yesterday morning. And Dennis spent some time with us. And on the National Hurricane Center map, you know, the cone map, they have the big yellow blob and it's huge. It envelops the whole state of Florida, this blob.
And here's the thing, with a blob that big, what you're seeing is that the energy of the storm is spread out over a large area. In order for the storm to get stronger faster, which I know some folks are fearing, you would have to take all that wind and pull it towards the center. And that is easier said than done. And that is why we do not expect Nicole to blow up the way Ian did, because it's just so spread out. But the problem is that, you know, when you look at a forecast map, and like you said, you're looking at that cone, you're thinking, oh, you know, Jacksonville's not in the cone. They're going to be fine. But then you look at the wind field and you're noticing, you know, Jacksonville could get as much storm surge flooding and wind as where the center comes ashore, hundreds of miles to the south in Stewart or Fort Pierce. So this is one where I think everyone across the peninsula just need to kind of, you know, get ready for. I don't think it's going to be nothing nearly as bad as Ian, but certainly we want to respect every storm. And if you can just kind of stay inside tomorrow morning, let this thing move by, that would be the best way to do it.
Now, Greg, I had this discussion with Dennis yesterday, and if you want, you're free to use this. But if you look at the National Hurricane Center cone and the big yellow blob, we said to Dennis yesterday, it had a little more of a bottom indent, and we said it looked like a giant butt. So if it looks like a giant butt is about to envelop as far as the wind field goes. So if you want to use that on ABC Action News, I give you creative license to use it.
It's got It's got peach emoji vibes.
That's a good one, yeah.
It does. All right, so once again, before I let you go, folks, we're on with Greg D., meteorologist at ABC Action News, part of Dennis Phillips' big hurricane team over there. So give us again the window for the Tampa Bay area. The most effects will be from when to when tomorrow?
Let's just say, to keep it easy, midnight tonight to noon tomorrow. It's a 12-hour storm with the worst of it within 4 hours of sunrise tomorrow. Then it's out of here. It keeps moving out. Generally, for most of us, it's going to be a windy, rainy morning.
Now, so, Greg, we also heard that Pasco and Polk have already canceled school. We're waiting on Hillsborough and Pinellas. I'm guessing they're probably going to cancel schools, is my guess.
You know, I would hope so. I'm not saying it's going to be extremely dangerous, but do we really want our kids trying to go to school in 40 or 50 mile an hour winds with tree branches on the ground, power outages, you know, traffic lights out? It's just going to be really difficult to get kids to school on time.
Yeah, we got to toughen these kids up a little bit. We really have to toughen these kids up. Get them out there in the 40 mile an hour wind. Walk uphill to school.
Yeah, right. But back in our days,
my parents sent me to school. It's only a tropical storm.
Back in my day, I walked to school during a Category 2 hurricane.
Get out.
I walked 10 miles.
I swam across the bay. We didn't have any bridges when I was in school.
Exactly. Hey, Greg, thanks for checking in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You guys stay safe. We're going to ride through this one really easy, right, and the weekend's looking great.
And then Dennis is going to join us at 8:53 this morning from his home weather center.
Excellent. So, I can't wait to hear that.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so there you go, the latest on Tropical Storm Nicole. And again, she's a bitch, all right? I didn't expect this
late. Tricky Nikki.
But anyway.
Was that a dancer's name?
Tricky Nikki. Yes, one of the big names at the old Tanga Lounge.
Oh, remember Tricky Nikki?
Yeah, over at the Tanga, yes. Did a little time at the 2001, yeah. And then, Mons for a little bit. Then, yes.
Oh, causing disruption when we're all going to the polls. That's ironic. I mean, she has actually didn't cause any disruption yesterday, but Tricky Nikki.
Right. I have no idea what the hell you just said.
Stripper. You said it's Tricky Nikki.
The poles as in pole dancing.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
A little bit of a stretch.
A little bit of a stretch. Right. I might be a little slow on that one. A little slow.
The whole Tricky Nikki joke was like a 6, and the pole comes in like a 2.
Took it down to 2.
All right, so, man, listen, I just made a huge announcement. We've got this tropical storm, which is going to affect us tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff to get to. This is just a busy day. If you missed it, minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen, I made a huge announcement at 7:30. We are giving away another 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets with the keyboard this time. I think that's like a $199 deal. So, folks, this is going to be huge. Starting Monday morning at 6 a.m., we're giving away a Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablet with an Intel i5 processor, 256 gigabytes of hard drive. I mean, this is another amazing deal. It was so successful back in August. We're doing it again. 20 tablets. These are full Windows computers. Folks, I'm telling you now that I use my Microsoft Surface 8 Pro almost exclusively every day for my prep work now. That is my number one go-to computer. I love it. It is fantastic. And we'll give them away starting 6 a.m. on Monday morning, every hour next week. Every hour during the morning show. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., all next week, just listen to the MJ Morning Show. Spread the word. We're giving away another $20,000 in tablets here on the MJ Morning Show. But the upside here is we're not only giving away the tablet, you're getting the keyboard as well.
And the texters are going nutso, but I have to break it to them that just because you and I, texter, have a good relationship, I have no way to help you win this tablet. Like, they think that because we're friends and we text, I'm going to hook them up. It doesn't work like that.
Spread the word, folks. It'll start on Monday morning. So on Monday morning at 6 a.m., sometime in that hour, we're just going to give away the first tablet. because that primes the pump. And it's tablet tag. You've got to listen because you have to know the previous hour's first name of the winner. So 6 a.m. on Monday, we just say, hey, caller 30 or whatever. And then I ask what their name is. Congratulations, Nicole. You just won a tablet.
Oh, my God.
And then in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to say, hey, be caller number whatever. And you have to know the name of the previous hour's winner. So if you're the winner, if you call in the 7 o'clock hour on Monday, I'm going to say, okay, who won last hour? And they say, Nicole, boom, you win the tablet. Then I ask for your name. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, you got to know who won in the 7. In the 9, you got to know who won in the 8, and so on. And then for Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., you got to know who won in the 9 o'clock hour the previous day. And then we rinse and repeat all week long, every hour, Monday through Friday. These are, folks, these are like a retail price with the keyboard. These are like $1,200, $1,300 deals. These are nice, 20 of them. All right, so starting Monday morning here on the MJ Morning Show. Hey, speaking of prizes, we finally did hear after the late drawing snafu on Powerball, we heard that finally there was a winner. Can you believe one ticket? One freaking ticket in Altadena, California, which is outside of Los Angeles.
Is it in Los Angeles County?
I think it is in LA County. Okay. Yeah, look up, go to the Google Maps. Look up Altadena. I mean, I know the name because I lived in L.A. for a couple of years. But the ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center, which is a quintessential old-school 1970s-looking gas station.
That's awesome.
With a little market or convenience store the size of your bedroom closet. You know those old, like, service stations where the two or three service bays and then above the roof comes to a point? You know what I'm talking? It's the old, old gas station. That's what this place looks like. This old, old gas. It's a mobile station. And they already have a sign hanging out front, billionaire made here. So as soon as the media converged and all the helicopters were flying over, they had a big banner that the lottery had brought by because California, obviously a participating state in Powerball, 45 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, U.S. And they already hung a banner that said billionaire made here. I'm like, you know what? Not really. Because, yeah, sure, they won the $2.04 billion jackpot, but if they take the cash payment and they don't do the 30-year annuitized payout, then it's going to be $997,600,000. That's the cash payout. So that's not even a billion. So a billionaire was not really made there, was it?
Listen, you let it sit in a bank for a couple of weeks. That interest will just roll over that comp. You'll be a billionaire by the end of the year.
All right, listen, I would not obviously look the gift horse in the mouth here. But the cash value is going to be $997, and then you got to take federal taxes off of that. You know, oh, I saw it, and this was stunning to me. In California, they don't tax winnings with their state income. Listen,
I was thinking California got this huge windfall.
That's what I thought on my afternoon show. I thought that California was going to be an awful state to win the lottery, that they're going to get their grubby hands in there on state taxes. But then I heard that California is one of a handful of states that they do not tax lottery winnings with state taxes, so you'd only have to pay the federal taxes. So that's like one of the only upside California stories here that I can think of, because they're paying like $7 a gallon for gasoline. Yes, Andrew.
Yeah, this is one of those few situations where I would not take the lump sum. I would take the annual payout of whatever it was, something like $47 million.
That makes no sense.
Yes, you're a financial doofus.
Yeah, exactly. Fester, what is Andrew?
A financial doofus.
A financial doofus who would have a plan, because you'd end up with over $1 billion over the time.
Doesn't matter. You would take the money instead of waiting for, first of all, you'd be 90 years old when
wouldn't be able to spend it anyway before then.
Listen, you take the cash payment because through proper investing, you'll do better over the long run.
And normally I would agree. This was too big a number.
All right, Fester, what is Andrew?
A financial doofus. Andrew doesn't walk around with $300 in his pocket. I mean, honestly, Andrew, listen, you go to the Holland Group and you tell them, hey, I just hit the $2 billion lotto. They're going to tell you, take the money. Lump sum,
yeah, take it
and
all.
Invest it. Yeah. You'll have quadruple your money in 20 years. So have you ever heard of the football player? I never even heard of this guy. Damata Pico?
Yeah, I know the story. Go ahead and tell it. Yep.
So he's a former star player for the Cincinnati Bengals, probably my least favorite team of all of
the
them.
The guy's name is Damata Pico or Pico?
Peco. P-E-K-O?
Yeah. D-O-M-A-T-A-P-E-K-O.
Yeah.
And former NFL football player. It turns out, Fester, that what?
His father-in-law, former NFL star, who I'd never heard of before, his father-in-law is the guy who worked the counter, I guess owns or runs the Joe's gas station out there in California, and sold the $2 billion ticket.
Joe Chayed owns Joe's Service Center. Well, his name is Joe.
Yeah,
Joe's. He owns the service center in Altadena, California, that sold the $2 billion winning Powerball ticket. And he gets $1 million. And, you know, that varies by states. When you've got some of these huge jackpots, some states and their local state lotteries give the seller a decent prize. Some states you get screwed. But in California, Joe, he got $1 million check.
Good for him.
Now, I would imagine it's going to be a while before anyone comes forward. You win something like this, man, you really got to get your ducks in a row. I don't think California is one of the states where you're able to remain anonymous.
All right.
So can you look that up? I think that it will be revealed who won.
I think
won.
It's public, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a public state. But that's the deal. All right, moving along. Fester is trying to blow up my Thanksgiving.
All right, this whole thing happened in the last 3 minutes of yesterday's show.
Something happened here on the MJ Morning Show. Fester's correct. The last minutes of the MJ Morning Show yesterday, and Fester is trying to blow up my Thanksgiving.
You don't have a Thanksgiving to blow up. You have an idea for reservations.
Well, okay, yeah. Do you have reservations? That's the question.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm good to go on the reservation.
Okay, well, I'm going to sweeten the pot for you then, if you do Fester's thing.
Let me get Michelle on the phone, because, listen, this affects my family.
Affects your family.
It does affect my family.
The hell it does.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes?
By the way, I made the big announcement a few minutes ago. Did you hear it?
Yep.
You want to repeat the announcement?
That you're giving away some tablets?
We're giving away... I'm giving away some Tums. I'm giving away Tums tablets.
That was the worst repeat of a big announcement.
Tums, I think. Tums.
Give away a couple of tablets.
I'm just waking up.
All right.
We're giving away 20 more Microsoft Surface Pro tablets. These are Surface Pro 8s. With the keyboard, we're giving these away starting on Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on the MJ Morning Show. Every hour, every day, next week during the MJ Morning Show here on 104.7 FM Q105. All right, so Michelle, Fester is trying to blow up our Thanksgiving.
How's that?
Okay, Michelle, I am trying to make your Thanksgiving. Yesterday MJ had an article or news report, and it's true. Grocery prices are higher. The turkeys are in short supply. One out of five Americans.
I think it was one in four can only spend
$100
for Thanksgiving. All the prices are through the roof. The turkeys could be in short supply. Cranberries in short. I mean, it's going to be an expensive Thanksgiving.
So yeah. MJ, then he said, you know, your family, you're not going to have a traditional Thanksgiving because Chloe's not home.
This year, we let Julian decide because Chloe is in Scotland. Oh, by the way, soccer today. Chloe sent me a message. She's center back today, Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's playing soccer on the top team at St. Andrews in Scotland. So Chloe's not going to be here because they don't get Thanksgiving off in Scotland.
Yeah,
all right?
No, they don't care about it. Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. So Chloe will not be here for Thanksgiving. Now, Julian, who goes to boarding school in Connecticut, he's in his final year. He's a senior. Julian is coming home. Actually, he comes home a week early, right?
He comes home next Friday.
Very exciting. And we let Julian decide. Do you want to do a traditional Thanksgiving I'll fry up the turkey and the 100% peanut oil in the backyard. Michelle will make the biscuits. Michelle will make the gravy and the cranberry. And I'll do the Brussels sprouts the way everyone loves them. So we gave Julian a choice. Do you want us to do just a three-way threesome Thanksgiving, just Michelle and me and you? Or would you like to go out for dinner? And Julian opted to go out for dinner.
That's all. That's the only decision he made, right. out to dinner.
And then it turns out that Burns Steakhouse is doing Thanksgiving dinner, so I got a res. So Julian said, let's go to Burns. Julian is the one, when we posed this to him, would you like to go to dinner? He said, how about Burns? And I said, okay, let me see if Burns is doing Thanksgiving, and they were. And then we're going to Burns.
Good thought by Julian.
And Fester is trying to talk me out of going to Burns. Hey, Michelle, Fester, we're locked in. Fester is trying to blow up Julian's choice for a Burns Thanksgiving dinner.
Not happening.
Okay, hold on, Michelle. All right, easy.
Yeah,
first of all,
hold on, Michelle.
Not happening. Obviously, MJ's family is the most important thing in his life.
Michelle, wait for this. Wait until you hear what Fester wants to do.
We all know what the second most important thing in MJ's life is.
Food?
His Instagram account. Oh. I think, MJ, if you want to make a video that people will watch, how about you, MJ, Michelle, you, your son Julian, my crew, we do Thanksgiving dinner at the Golden Corral.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
No.
Me and MJ, right across from the table, throwing shrimp at each other, loading up, just getting bent on the chocolate fountain. We videotape the whole thing, make a great Instagram video.
Well, videotape? What are we going to use, a VHS camcorder? We got to videotape it?
We could have a. We could probably hire a crew to come with us.
All right, so, Michelle, Fester is trying to get us to cancel the Burns reservations and join him and his family at Golden Corral for their Thanksgiving buffet.
No, thank you.
What? Okay, I'm going to sweeten the pot a little bit.
And Fester thinks that by doing this, my Instagram account and my reels or videos will go viral, that MJ is with Fester and the whole both families at Golden Corral.
We all know that whatever you eat,
Fester's going to take his shirt off and dip his whole body under the chocolate fountain.
Okay, so I told you not to say my number one fantasy out loud, but you did. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
and you're going to go. You're not even going to have Thanksgiving at Burns. You're going to have a steak. You're not going to have turkey and trimmings. Listen, and
they'll have turkey available, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will. Listen.
That's not the point.
That's to be determined. Maybe I'll have a porterhouse for two with Julian and maybe a little side of turkey.
Why don't you do that on Friday?
And
have an awesome Thanksgiving, and we make a great video, have nothing but fun. I'll be extra funny. And Michelle, in social settings, I'm hysterical.
Fester claims that...
You are. it's very enticing, but
what do you mean? Golden Corral is very enticing.
Having dinner with Fester and Allison and Hadley and Hudson is very enticing.
Okay, hold on. The enticing part is the chocolate fountain and the unlimited fried shrimp at Golden Corral. That's going to be the awesome part.
Hold on to that phone. Let me get Julian on the phone. All right, let me call Julian up at boarding school in Connecticut. I'm conferencing Julian right now. Let's let Julian make the final decision. If I can get a hold of him, he might be in class already. It's 8 o'clock. I don't know.
He's checking in.
Is he already in class?
I think so.
Yeah, we might not get him. So I might have to. Yeah, I don't think he's answering the phone.
No, I don't think he's answering the phone.
No.
Okay, so.
Hey, hello?
Julian! Julian! Hello, oh, no, it's... He's tricking us with the voicemail. What is this?
This is great.
I just hung up on it.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny.
I haven't heard that one yet, Michelle.
I haven't either.
It's one of those trick voicemails where hello. What is he trying to sound like? He's getting run over by a train and a truck?
Yeah. God, you think his father made a fortune doing crank calls or something?
Roxanne, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say, Michelle, if you guys do Golden Corral, it will be the last time you eat out as a family for Thanksgiving. If you do Burns, you may forever eat out for Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
So just do whatever you want to do.
Are you people all delusional?
Right? That's what will happen.
You people are nuts. It'll be the best time ever. Michelle, not only would I let your family pick one of the three immediate Tampa locations. There's like seven locations in the greater Bay Area.
Fester's got the map up. Will you stop it?
Like, I picked a location on Hillsborough Avenue. There's one up in Temple Terrace. And there's one out in Brandon. Whichever one you want, we'll meet you out there. We got to wait in line, of course.
What if I want to go to the one near Winter Haven?
We can. That's fine.
All right, Fester, we're not going to Golden Corral.
Oh.
Hey, folks, so Fester thinks that if I do this and we shoot videos, that my videos will go viral and I'll get thousands of new Instagram followers. That's what Fester's trying to entice me with. Do me a favor. Just everyone follow me right now on Instagram so I don't have to do this cockamamie scheme. So if you're not following me on Instagram, give me a follow right now. Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow, Certified MJ Radio on Instagram. Fester, I'll let Julian make the final decision. We'll get him on maybe later this morning or tomorrow morning or Friday, whatever.
Oh, so it's not a no.
Right.
Okay. All right. Oh, hold on. I thought I was at a no. We're going to let Julian make the decision.
Michelle and I are saying no, but Julian, do you agree with letting Julian decide?
No.
Burns or Golden Corral Buffet for Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, boy.
You go to Burns, you get one steak. One. You go to Golden Corral, you're going to have as many steaks as you want.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, we're going to do Thanksgiving probably at Meat Market, so you're welcome to come with us if MJ is going to Golden Corral.
All right.
You guys are all
Michelle, I got to run. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? Michelle and I are doing Prolon. We're doing the diet right now. Yeah, I'm already down. I started Sunday with Michelle. We're doing the Prolon mimicking fasting diet. And I weighed myself this morning, and I'm already down, I'm down 5 pounds already. I've lost 5 pounds, and today will be a big day, and then Thursday will be a big day. I'm probably going to lose 10 pounds altogether. I'll be down 10 pounds, maybe even 11. We'll see. So, and I'm not cranky. Am I cranky? I don't think I'm cranky.
Yes, you are. You're absolutely.
Oh, that's right. I barked at you for saying anyways this morning.
You're not cranky. You're a step or two before cranky. You're just edgy.
Yeah, you're edgy.
You're not cranky.
But not edgy as in like edgy hip, like edgy, like almost over the edge.
I yelled at Roxanne because she said, anyways. I'm like, it's anyway, not anyways.
I would like multiple choices in my ways that I'm going to go. So I say anyways.
I'm running just a little late here. Let me give you the Q105 trip a day song to win a 3-day staycation at Saddlebrook Resort in Tampa. Is it technically Tampa? Have we decided?
No, it's Wesley Chapel.
It is. Yeah, it's like Pasco County, right?
It's the greater Tampa Bay area, if we're being geographically vague. But Saddlebrook's in Wesley Chapel.
All right, anyway, here's the song you want to listen for, Into the Groove by Madonna. Into the Groove, Madonna. It'll play in the 11 a.m. hour. So we'll play Into the Groove by Madonna in the 11 o'clock hour this morning when you hear it be the seventh caller and win the Q105 trip a day. So good luck. Hey, speaking of food, Andrew, is that ready to go? Is the picture I sent you, is that ready to roll?
Yes.
Okay. Can you make it live? Is it live? The most disgusting thing of all time?
It's in stories we talked about.
Okay. It is. Fester, go to mjmorningshow.com. I'm about to show you the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life.
MJMorningShow.com.
My buddy Luke, up in Northern Virginia, was going into a Giant supermarket. You've heard of Giant?
Yeah.
Giant Foods? He's going into a supermarket in Northern Virginia yesterday, and you know how supermarkets have the sushi that you can buy. They have a guy like rolling sushi inside the deli area or whatever. Most supermarkets have sushi these days, and the guy or woman, they're rolling it right there on premises. Are you ready for this? This could be the most disgusting thing of all time ever.
Okay.
I want to know who the hell would buy this. If you go to, did you just raise your hand?
MJ, all right, before
Roxanne, did you just raise your hand?
I did.
Hold on, we just pulled a picture up in the studio. Roxanne sees what it is, I see what it is. MJ just said this could be the most disgusting thing ever. I will tell you, this could be the most delicious thing ever. How are you not on board with this?
You guys are brain dead.
How are you not on board with this?
Oh, my God.
You know, I'll tell you, this hits me.
This is spoken from a man who refuses to go to Golden Corral for Thanksgiving. This is delicious. I'm amazed humanity hasn't thought of this sooner.
If you go to mjmorningshow.com and you click on stories that we mentioned, you will see the photo that my buddy took.
Oh, my God.
This hits all notes for me.
Oh, are you guys on drugs?
I like it a little spicy.
Are you guys on crack or fentanyl? What are you on?
We're on what this is surrounded in.
They are selling, at least in Northern Virginia, this happened in Prince William County, Northern Virginia, outside of a giant supermarket. They have that like sandwich board sign, you know, that plastic, easel sign with the big ad in it. As you walk in the front door of the supermarket, they are advertising the Cheetos Flamin' Hot Sushi Roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, I am going to come over there and beat you guys silly.
No, this is
it looks like
legs.
It looks like it's a California roll that is rolled in smashed up flaming hot Cheetos dust. And they're using the Cheetos logo. It's Cheetos Flamin' Hot, which that's a type of Cheetos.
Right.
They've made a California roll. They've rolled the whole thing. All the rice edges are now orange because they rolled the whole California roll in Flamin' Hot Cheetos dust.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you, if I get a hand roll or any kind of sushi roll and I need it to be spicier and crunchier, I will ask for them to insert some tempura chips and some spicy mayonnaise on the side. This does it for me. I don't need to ask for that because it's got the spicy with the Cheetos Flamin' Hot flavor, and then it's got the crunchy with the consistency of it. Right?
Guys, that's really good. Roxanne, this is not sushi. This is an abomination.
Okay, listen.
Yes, you guys hungry? Let's go to the abomination bar tonight for dinner.
Listen. All right, who's going to a supermarket for the world's greatest sushi anyway?
I realize that.
Okay, listen, this is nice.
Rolling sushi now in flaming hot Cheetos orange dust. It's $5.99.
All right. You get 8 pieces.
Made fresh daily. I'm reading the sign here. And then it looks like they drizzle it with that spicy mayo. So not only is it flaming traffic cone orange sushi, but it's also drizzled with that spicy mayonnaise out of the glue bottle.
These culinary geniuses sent Flamin' Hot Cheetos and sushi on a blind date, and they're going to get married because these two are meant to be together.
Are you trying to trigger me? Are you trying to trigger me more than I'm already triggered?
There's nothing wrong with this.
No.
Yes, there is. There's everything wrong with this.
There's wrong with people who don't. Something wrong with people who don't have an open mind to this, like you.
Yeah. Oh man.
This is awful.
Put a little wasabi on top of it. Yeah. A little soy sauce. Mm. Oh, forget it. I can't believe you're so turned off by this.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to call Daniel at Yoko's. Daniel is the head sushi chef at Yoko's. I don't know if he's going to answer the phone here. Let me try. I've known Daniel for years. I've known, you know, Yoko and Jeff for years. Let me see if I can dial him up. If he's driving, he'll drive off the road. I wonder if he's heard it. Hold on.
I don't want to cause an accident.
Hang on. 813-504.
Okay, how about you not give out his whole number, or at least half his number?
I'm not giving out his whole number. I'm just...
You only let our trolls have 9,999 options.
All right, pick up line one. See if Daniel picks up. Tell him it's MJ and we want to talk to him live.
Okay.
He might throw up if he's available. Is he... Did he pick up...
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, Fester picked up the phone.
Hey, this is Fester from the MJ Morning Show.
MJ wants to talk to you live.
Good, brother. MJ wants to talk to you about sushi. Is that okay? All right, hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. Wake up. Hold on.
Oh, did we wake him up?
I don't know. He sounds asleep. All right. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Hey, Daniel, it's MJ live. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right, so Daniel's the head chef at Yoko's Sushi Bar, Japanese restaurant in South Tampa on MacDill. I've been going there, you know, since like 1995. I mean, since the beginning. And the kids, I used to bring Chloe and Julian for Sushi Sunday when they were growing up, starting at 2 years old. So, Daniel, you watch my kids grow up over there.
Basically, yes.
All right, so, Daniel.
Older already, yep, you know.
Yeah, Chloe's 21, Julian's 18. All right, Daniel, the reason why I'm calling you is I saw the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
A
friend of mine up in Northern Virginia was walking into a giant food supermarket. And you know the supermarket sushi, you know the companies that have they have the sushi bar or the sushi rollers in the supermarket. Daniel, have you ever heard of this? They had a big sandwich board sign outside. You walk in and they're advertising the Cheetos Flaming Hot Roll.
Oh no, that's no good.
It is sacrilegious. Daniel, I'm looking at the picture. So you're assaulted with this as you walk into the front of the Giant Foods. They've got this folding sign standing up advertising the Cheetos Flaming Hot Roll. It looks like a California roll rolled in smashed up Cheetos Flaming Hot dust. So all of the rice on the outside of the California roll is now flaming hot traffic cone orange. And then they drizzle it with spicy hot mayo. I'm like, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen. And I've got Roxanne and Fester saying, oh, this looks delicious.
We didn't know he was going to call you, Daniel. This is a little bit embarrassing because, I mean, I love your restaurant. Now MJ is sushi shaming us. We wanted to keep this enjoyment to ourselves.
This is fine. This is fantastic.
To be honest with you, I don't think I can try. One is because I don't need eat much sushi anymore like before, just because I'm around all the time.
Yep.
But most of the times when I go to eat sushi, it's like either I'm go see one of my friends in a different restaurant.
Yep.
Or when I go to Japan, and when I go to Japan, I eat a lot.
Yeah. So, but listen, Daniel, is this one of the grossest things you've ever heard of? Rolling a California roll in Cheetos dust?
I seen they're trying to do the Mexican sushi instead of Japanese sushi.
Oh, so, my God.
I'm also looking at this a little closer, Daniel. It looks like they actually put uncrumbled whole pieces of Cheeto in the roll.
Oh, no, so really?
So you have the avocado and looks like whatever kind of fish.
Avocado, cucumber, imitation crab stick, and Cheetos inside the roll, and then they roll it in the dust.
I think the guy who invented that probably have some joint, you know what I mean?
You think he was high? He was smoking pot when he came up with this.
Oh, man.
I think so.
All right, Daniel, we'll see you at Yoko's in South Tampa, buddy.
All right, sounds good. All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, Daniel, the head sushi chef at Yoko's in South Tampa. All right, I'm moving on, but this is disgusting. Oh, Julian just texted me.
Uh-huh.
Julian said, call me back if you need me.
Oh, we need you.
Oh, yes, we do. All right. All right, calling Julian at boarding school. I wonder if he's like walking out of class or something.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, were you in class when we called you?
No. I was getting ready and I just didn't see my phone.
Oh, okay. Hey, I had mom conference called. Julian, I'm going to leave this up to you. And you get to make the final call right here, right now. So it revealed that we're not going to have a traditional Thanksgiving at the house, that we left it up to you, that I would fry the turkey, Michelle would do everything, and it would just be you, me, and Michelle this year, because Chloe's in Scotland, and we gave you the option. Do you want us to do Thanksgiving at the house, or do you want to go out for dinner? And you said, hey, what about Burns? And Burns does a Thanksgiving, so I made reservations. We've got reservations for us three.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe, Flip Fantasia. We have reservations for Thanksgiving, but then Fester is trying to put the whammy. Fester's trying to blow up our Thanksgiving.
No, I'm giving you a much, much, much different and better option.
Right. Julian, you decide. Well, here's what Fester wants us to do.
All right, J-Dog, listen. Thanksgiving, you, the folks, my crew, we all go down to the Golden Corral. Videotape the whole thing. make crazy videos of us eating all kinds of gluttonous food, having the absolute best time of our lives on Thanksgiving, and that's it.
Fester wants us to go to the Golden Corral Buffet for Thanksgiving.
I mean, as enjoyable as it sounds, I'd rather go to a place that has higher quality food than my boarding school.
Okay, how about you go on Friday? All right, you guys. Oh,
I love it. All right, so Julian, guys, we're sticking with the Burns plan. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. Fester, shut down. We're not going to Golden Corral. You enjoy Golden Corral with your family, you know, on Thanksgiving.
I'm going to call Golden Corral, see if I can't make a reservation for 100 people right now. I'll invite listeners.
Yeah, I'll
20
tell you
bucks
what, yeah.
ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, join Fester at Golden Corral. All right, Julian, get back to school. I'll talk to you later. There it is. Definitive answer. Nope, we're going to Burns.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, very much was. Hey, if you missed the big announcement, folks, about 45 minutes ago at 7:30, made a major announcement. This came together fast, and I actually did an Instagram live video last night and announced that, hey, we got a big announcement at 7:30. So again, you want to follow me on Instagram, give me a follow, Certified MJ Radio, Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow. Starting on Monday morning, this is the big announcement, we're giving away another 20 Microsoft Surface. These are the Surface 8 Pro tablets, but it's even sweeter this time because we're including the keyboard, the snap-on magnetic keyboard and the cover. It is awesome. So starting on Monday morning, we're giving away 20 all next week, every hour during the MJ Morning Show. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 o'clock hours, we're giving away a tablet every single hour. This is a Microsoft Surface 8 Pro with the keyboard. This is like a retail value of, I don't know, like $1,200, $1,300. I mean, it's incredible. So make sure you're listening to us in the 6 o'clock hour on Monday. And we're just going to give away the first one right away. Just boom, caller, whatever, you win. And then this is called Tablet Tag. You have to get the first name of the first winner. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, be the right caller and know the name of the previous hour's winner, and then it keeps rolling. So for the 8 o'clock giveaway, you got to know who won in the 7. For the 9 o'clock, you got to know who won in the 8. For 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, you got to know who won in the 9 o'clock hour, and so forth all week long. Another $20,000+ worth of tablets and keypads being given away next week here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Spread the word.
Do you realize this tablet tag all started because I had sticky keys that wouldn't type on my computer, and that's how we got with Don, the IT guy?
Yep.
Thanks to my kids, like, pouring apple juice or whatever they pour into my keyboard that made the keys not work.
And
here
we are. DonTheITGuy.com. Don, the IT guy, Team Logic IT in St. Petersburg for all your business IT needs, helping to facilitate this again. So, like, tag team back again.
Ooh.
This is Tablet Tag, ladies and gentlemen, here on the MJ Morning Show. All right, of course, tropical storm warning is in effect. We had Greg Dion also about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago from Channel 28, ABC Action News. And when it comes to this tropical storm, Nicole, which is supposed to strengthen into a Cat 1 hurricane later today, hit the east coast of Florida, but then come across the state. And this thing is huge. The wind field, it's a massive storm. So he thinks from midnight tonight until noon tomorrow, we'll have the effects of the storm in the Tampa Bay area, about a 12-hour event, and then it'll move out of here quick. By midday tomorrow, it should be out of here and gone. But, you know, nothing hopefully severe, tropical storm force winds, and maybe up to a couple of inches of rain, 2 to 3 inches. And hopefully this thing is done by midday and out of here. But yes, we have a tropical storm warning for the Tampa Bay area.
I'm trying to verify this online, but one of the texters explained that the buses won't go if the winds are greater than 35 miles per hour. Yeah. And that's why we haven't figured it out in Hillsborough, whether or not school will be closed.
Yeah, listen, they haven't made an announcement yet, or at least I haven't seen it. Andrew, can you keep up with this? We have not heard regarding school closures for Hillsborough and Pinellas tomorrow, but I'm sure they're going to close.
We already know that Pasco and Polk have already closed schools for tomorrow, and I would imagine the other counties in the Tampa Bay area will follow suit, and we'll bring you those details as soon as they become available. Oh, and if you want to see that Cheetos abortion, you want to see this Cheetos sushi abomination, go to MJMorningShow.com, click on stories mentioned on the MJ Morning Show, and see the picture of the advertisement outside of this giant supermarket in Northern Virginia.
Guess what? They serve them at Raymond James Stadium for Bucks games.
What?
They serve the computers?
No, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos sushi roll.
Oh. No, they don't.
Yeah. Someone just told me that their kid had one.
Listen, are you kidding me?
It sounds like a thing, MJ. It sounds like a thing that'd be really popular with everybody else but you.
This is awful. Also, speaking of the storm, Dennis Phillips will join us at 8:53. So Dennis Phillips, Mr. Suspenders himself, will join us live in about half an hour here on the MJ Morning Show. Make sure you join us.
Hernando closed. Did we say that just now? Hernando closed as well.
So Hernando's not closed as well. There we go. Hey, I have something a little awkward and weird I want to discuss in a matter of minutes. Let me make sure I have the receipt in my pocket. Yes, I do.
I love awkward and weird. Yeah,
I've got awkward and weird coming up in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show. First, though, this is insane. Did you see what TSA found stuffed in a bird?
I got a lot of questions about this.
At the Fort Lauderdale Airport? Yeah.
Jeez. I'd be lying if I said I only had one or two questions. But this is so weird.
Somebody tried to smuggle a gun inside an oven stuffer roaster. And they tried to carry it on an airplane. This is unflippin' believable. TSA officers discovered a gun inside a raw chicken at FLL. That is the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. I was just there two weekends ago because my dad's birthday, 80. And I might have even gone through this checkpoint.
You might have.
So this is at FLL. If you're a pilot, it's KFLL. And it's the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport. And TSA put a picture of the handgun and the chicken on their Instagram account. And they captioned the picture with this little clever little quippy stuff here. "We hate to beak it to you here, but stuffing a firearm in your holiday bird for travel is just a waste of time."
That's hysterical. That's really funny.
Yeah. They say that passengers cannot pack a firearm in their carry-on luggage.
Nope.
Hey, we had the story the other day about how in Florida, the number of guns that have been confiscated at checkpoints with some people going to jail, it's off the charts. So far this year, and the year's not even over, Florida has set the record for the most handguns that have been found at the airport TSA checkpoints.
Woo! We're number one.
Florida, yay, baby. TSA says you may transport unloaded firearms in a locked, hard-sided container. You got to separate the ammo mag and the ammo from the gun, but it's checked baggage only, and attempting to bring a firearm through a security checkpoint. And that could be, criminal charges or civil penalties as well.
Okay.
But what was this person thinking? I need more information. And the TSA or the airport police, which I think I want to say that the airport police in Broward, I think the Broward County Sheriff's Office handles the airport policing there. And I just don't see what happened to this individual. But, I mean, this is deliberate to try to sneak a handgun and ammo inside a raw chicken and shoved it inside the inside the giblet area, right up the...
So I'm looking at the surrounding areas around the chicken and the handgun and the rest of their pictures. It looks like they had the chicken, a raw chicken, in the bag that they purchased it in, in a soft-sided cooler case.
And then a gun shoved inside.
What happens if it made it through TSA, they get to where they're going, they cook the chicken and forget that it's in there? I mean, when the oven heats, would the gunpowder explode?
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you what I'm really concerned with.
This is a raw, uncooked chicken. What if the gun got salmonella?
No kidding. How unsanitary is that? Yeah.
How tragic would it be if you got shot by one of the bullets in the gun and didn't die from the bullet wound itself, but actually died from salmonella?
Salmonella that's on the bullet.
Has anyone ever been shot with salmonella?
Oh, my God. Who leaves their house doing
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this.
What?
The TSA spokesperson is Salvador Manella.
Stop.
All right, I'm kidding. Okay. All right, it's not salmonella. All right, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But the brand of chicken, I haven't heard of this. The brand of chicken, which for whatever reason, I guess this was important to the story. The brand that, and I don't think I've heard of this particular brand of chicken.
So this is purchased from a Latin American store?
Kikiri Quirch Baking Hen. K-I-K-I-R-I-Q-U-I-R-C-H is the brand name with the gun shoved up the, you know what. I want to know the backstory. Did they arrest the person? Were they going to try to hijack the plane with the gun inside their chicken? I mean, or were they just trying to transport the gun? They thought that they'd hide it and the TSA wouldn't see a gun inside a chicken?
Wow.
I mean, it's an unbelievable story.
I think kikiri in Spanish is like the same way we do cock-a-doodle-doo.
One of the few things I remember really? From high school Spanish is that Americans will say cock-a-doodle-doo, where the chicken never says cock-a-doodle-doo.
Right.
In Spanish, it's kikiriki.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, kikiriki is the equivalent.
All right. Are you ready for a... Yes, Andrew, you're raising your hand.
No, I was just curious to know what surprised TSA more. The gun, or the fact that there was a raw chicken being brought on?
You know what? If you can legally bring a raw chicken, I wouldn't be surprised if they've seen that a lot.
I think you can.
So you can legally bring a raw chicken. That doesn't seem sanitary, right?
I don't think it's wrapped in a bag, I don't think that the TSA is really concerned about salmonella.
That's like smuggling cocaine in a dead alligator.
I don't think you could bring raw meat into the country.
Right.
But
yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to bring in meats and fruits and vegetables or anything that could, you know, pose some type of a disease spread or whatever. Oh, I got to move along here. What did I tease just before the creepy chicken story?
Awkward and weird.
Yes.
And a receipt in your pocket.
I walked the dogs last night. And as I'm walking through my front yard, there are two Publix shopping bags, you know, the brown bags, not the crinkly plastic ones. There are two Publix shopping bags, the brown paper bag, in my yard. So I'm walking out of my front gate. I'm like, what is this? And where'd this come from? I'm like, who put Publix shopping bags in my front yard? No food in the bags. However, two brown Publix bags and this receipt.
Ooh, okay. So even if you use a credit card, your name isn't on the receipt, right?
No. This receipt is from the Publix shopping center at 1313 Southdale Mabry. Oh, the store manager is Robert Goolsby.
Good morning, Mr. Goolsby.
I got a phone number here. So good morning to Publix store manager Robert Goolsby. Just his name's on the receipt. Well, apparently, one of my neighbors shopped at Publix, got stuff, and how did their bags, after they took their merch out... By the way, that's the Publix that's on Neptune, right? That's a Dale Mabry and Neptune.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, it's like the big beach park store for folks. So, one of my neighbors, clearly, I don't know which one, somehow allowed their Publix bags... to enter my yard and the receipt's inside.
What'd they buy?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
This is kind of a curiosity. What are my neighbors buying at Publix? Isn't this interesting?
All right, if they bought the ingredients for meth, I'm going to freak out.
All right, I'm going to go down. There's an item on here that I'm very curious about.
Okay.
And Roxanne might be the one to help us out with this.
Okay.
So they bought tofu. Furky. I got to be careful how I say that. I don't want to have to dump myself like I had to dump Froggy yesterday.
That's turkey that's made from tofu.
They bought,
it's not real turkey.
They bought tofurky roast and gravy for $12.99.
Okay.
So possibly vegans.
They bought two bags of Royal Mexican rice.
Mm-hmm.
They bought Pistachio KRNLWDF. What is that? For $14.99. They bought two of those. They bought blueberries for $4.99. They bought Ithaca Classic for $5.49. What is Ithaca Classic? I have no. I went to college in Ithaca, but yeah. I don't know what it was. What Ithaca used to make shotguns.
I think of classic. I think of a pickle.
Classic is a hummus.
Oh, hummus. Okay. Hummus. There you go. That's right.
And the pistachio KRNL is pistachio kernels.
I don't know.
Okay, so far they're very healthy. And by the way, that Ithaca, I forgot about that. That hummus is delicious.
Gotcha. All right, they bought Tide with Febreze for $12.99. Oh, that was on sale. They saved $3.
They smell good.
Right, hang on a sec. They bought Sodel Unsweet. I don't know what that is. Vegan Coconut CRI. They bought Glad FNG Straw. Those trash bags? Okay.
Trash bags.
More Ithaca Hummus, Lemon Garlic.
Oh, the Lemon Tahini is the best one.
All right, but they bought Romaine Hearts. But here's the two items that kind of caught my attention.
So far, they're just healthy eaters.
Really, really healthy polluters.
They bought two of these. Summer's Eve D.O. Spray.
Okay.
All right. So they bought two Summer's Eve deodorant spray at $3.39 apiece. Now, Summer's Eve, isn't that a douche?
Sorry.
Okay.
Isn't that a douche? So, wait, is this like Summer's Eve crotch spray?
Is this like third grade? I guess it is. I guess, yeah.
Is
this crotch odorant? What is Summer's Eve? What is this for?
So I'm on the Summer's Eve site.
Roxanne, do you know?
I mean, I can Google like everybody else. So here I am on the Instacart page.
I mean, if I'm embarrassing one of my neighbors, I don't know which one it is, but do they have a crotch problem?
Maybe you're not embarrassing them. Maybe they're being preemptive.
But also, listen, as far as I'm concerned, this receipt, which I'm holding up to MJTV right now, this blew into my yard.
Public domain.
This is absolutely.
It's yours.
There's no right to privacy when your public's receipt blows into my front yard.
All right. Does it say what scent?
Anchovy.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I will tell you. It's summer. I found.
Oh, Andrew fell on the floor.
Oh my god.
Hang on. Andrew fell on the floor.
These are some jokes for boys today. Whoa, these are funny ones. Okay. Summer's Eve feminine deodorant freshening spray. I found it online. Gluten free. So this is right along the lines of what these.
What do you mean it's gluten free?
It's gluten. I just look. Buster, what does
about
that
gluten
say?
In their crotch spray?
Why would you be worried about gluten in your crotch?
I mean, if you're against gluten, I guess you want to know what is and isn't glutenized. I mean, but they have several aromas. They have floral. They have island splash. They have Tahitian sunset.
It doesn't say. It just says Summer's Eve D.O. spray. It doesn't say which variety they bought.
Maybe it's a gift.
I don't think.
That's a hint of a gift.
That's a hell of a gift.
Their total receipt.
Try this.
My neighbor's total receipt was $123.97.
Because you buy all that healthy crap. Yeah. Ugh, forget it.
They used a debit card, but I don't have a name on this thing. And the receipt is from the 7th. So November 7th at 1600 hours at 4 o'clock is when they bought this stuff. So do I need to ask which neighbors need Summer's Eve deodorant spray?
You know what? You don't need to ask.
Just
well,
They did
have a couple garlicky items on the food shopping list, and that'll come out of all your pores and,
So ladies and gentlemen, it's revealing my neighbor's public receipts, public's receipts now on the MJ Morning Show. You never know what you're going to hear when you tune into the MJ Morning Show. Like, we're under a tropical storm warning. Yay! With Nicole. And again, the event timeline will be pretty much midnight to noon tomorrow here in the Tampa Bay area. Dennis Phillips will join us in about 18 minutes. Dennis Phillips, ABC Action News, with his suspenders, will join us at 8:53 in just a matter of moments. Here on the
MJ Morning Show. All right, moving along. Fester.
Yes.
This might be music to your ears.
Lay it on me.
United Airlines is eliminating seats as Leon gets larger.
So they're reducing the amount of seats on the plane?
Yeah. United Airlines will block off up to 6 seats on Boeing 757 flights until next spring. Is this allowing for like Thanksgiving and Christmas expansion?
It really is. 100% it is. That's why, because they know people put on weight over the holidays. And do people probably travel with heavier clothing?
Or Fester travels.
I mean, yeah, I could travel naked and I'd take up as much room as the guy in a parka.
United Airlines flights are shaping up to be a little more comfortable in coach between this month and 30 April of next year. The airline is going to block off up to 6 seats on its fleet of Boeing 757s, according to a United Airlines spokesman. The decision was based on numbers gathered from the Federal Aviation Administration that indicated the average winter weight of female passengers, including their carry-on items, increased.
There you go.
From 150 pounds in 2019 to 184 in 2022.
Yeah, because you've got boots.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got heavier jackets.
This is including carry-on right. items. Meanwhile, the average male passenger's winter weight went up from 190 pounds to 205 pounds over the same time.
Wait, what was the female switch again?
Female went from 150 pounds, their weight, including carry-on, in 2019 to 184 in 2022.
Whoa.
So, yeah, if you do the math, the weight increase for females is a lot greater than males. Hold on,
I mean, how heavy is your carry-on bag? Because I feel like they're pulling some pretty slim females, because I feel like a suit, my carry-on's heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
my carry-on's pretty heavy.
I mean, I think it's an average over the entire spectrum of humanity.
But
150 sounds low to me.
But they're expanding the female weight from 150 to 184. That's 34 pounds.
Yeah.
Whereas the male goes from 190 to 205. That's only 15 pounds.
And a lot smaller percentage of the total male weight. Interesting.
According to United, the temporary change is a result of the increased average customer winter weights as prescribed by the FAA. Temporary change to be compliant with the current B757 weight and balance requirements. United will block specific seats. Oh, that's what this comes down to. It's because of the weight and balance of this particular aircraft. So I don't think they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing this probably out of rules and regulations.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care about fat people. They don't. I'll tell you that right now. But,
You know what? I heard Kanye's voice.
Right.
United doesn't care about fat people.
It's all airlines don't care about
wasn't
fat
it
people.
Wasn't it Kanye?
Kanye West said that about George Bush and different people after the Katrina.
Yeah, after Katrina. And remember, Kanye was standing next to Mike Myers. And Kanye West said, George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. Remember that?
And Mike Myers could have died right there.
Mike Myers was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? So anyway, to be compliant, United will block specific seats between November 1, so I guess it's already in effect, and April 30th. Blocked off spots will always be middle seats in rows 16 to 40 on the Boeing 757 on United.
So here's the deal, MJ. You know, if you're traveling, I mean, we're in Florida, so we're a little jaded as to how to properly travel. But if you're catching the Boston to Denver flight, you're going to the airport with a heavy coat on.
Right.
You know, and that's not including your carry-on or your personal item. This big, bulky, additional item, you have to stow that somewhere.
I mean, and in your case, your pockets are filled with sausages.
Dude, when I left Mexico on Monday, I had a
chorizos?
No, I had a Mexican Kit Kat bar in my back pocket where the wallet goes.
Oh, no.
And security, I didn't take it off for security. They didn't even stop me to ask about it.
Yeah.
I walked through Cancun security. I sat on this Mexican Kit Kat bar the entire flight from Cancun to Miami.
Oh, my God. It must have been rolled out as thin as a piece of saran wrap.
As I reached to get my passport out, I touched the other pocket.
You pulled out this waffle thin Kit Kat?
It was melted. It was like
It was like just liquid inside the...
Did you break the packet? Because you could have chocolate all over your butt. That would have been a whole different looking thing.
No, thank God. It was just liquefied Kit Kat inside the little metal wrapper container.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Then you have to like rip the top off and like,
suck it out.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, my God. It was really good.
Oh, by the way, on United, they're going to have these little placards. They're going to place signs on the blocked off seats that say, please excuse the inconvenience. The United logo. This seat is temporarily out of service. Do not occupy. So why would, I mean, Delta flies the 757. Is Delta going to have to do the same thing?
Maybe they do, and they just don't put a release out about it.
Maybe you're right. That might be a very astute observation there, Roxanne.
Mm-hmm. I'm still stuck on this 150-pound average female with her carry-on because
You got to get over it, man.
It doesn't make sense.
Go ahead.
I'm definitely 130 pounds with glasses, shoes, jeans, a purse, and then a carry-on is 15 pounds. So I'm 145 pounds.
Do you allow?
I'm on the thin side.
How many? So if you're just butt naked.
Yeah.
You're about, what, 125?
Yes.
So you're allowing 5 pounds for your clothing?
And purse and glasses. And right. Yeah.
She wears some very heavy glasses.
I do.
It's like ridiculous.
Speaking of glasses, did you see the Michelle librarian
she
shot?
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I like, you know when you're scrolling through and you stop on gorgeousness? And I scroll back. I was like, oh, who's that?
If you want to see a pretty sexy picture of Michelle that I took last night. Go to my Instagram, go to Certified MJ Radio, go to Certified MJ Radio, and Michelle just got new glasses. You know Linda from Distant Optical?
Yeah, of course.
You know, we've been going to Linda for years. She's always given me a great deal, and she's got an amazing selection, sunglasses, frames, all the designer stuff. And Michelle just got some new glasses, and she loves them, and they look pretty hot, I got to be honest. Little librarian look. So I said, hey, Michelle, I got to take your picture in these things. And she let me take it. And she was looking extra librarian sexy last night in her new glasses. So I posted the picture on my Instagram. So take a look. And thanks to Linda, Distant Optical in St. Pete.
So,
And if you mention me, MJ, over there, I'm sure she'll take care of you. All right. So go to my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio, and see sexy librarian glasses wearing Michelle. And she's got a little low-cut top on as well.
Any, you know.
But I think that got cropped out on it. But listen, it's a good picture. Go check it out. Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio on Instagram. And, hey, give me a follow while you're there, if you'd be so kind. Next, in minutes, Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News will join us regarding this soon-to-be Category 1 hurricane and tropical storm, Nicole, as it comes across the Tampa Bay area tomorrow. We'll get full details from Dennis Phillips next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ here with Fester and Roxanne. Froggy texted in sick this morning, and Roxanne has diagnosed Froggy with RSV, correct?
Yeah. Just my guess.
Just her gut feeling. But there is nothing to support that assumption. But,
absolutely nothing.
Hey, big news this morning. Well, you know, we're dealing with this whole tropical storm situation. And what should be Hurricane Nicole later on. Dennis Phillips is on hold. Get to Dennis here in just a second. Just quick mention, the big, huge announcement at 7:30 this morning. It is back, baby. I am so excited. Roxanne, you're saying the texters are going crazy.
Cuckoo. I wish you would all win, but you know.
Our texters are going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Right, we're giving away another 20 tablets. We're giving away another, these are not like Ten Commandments tablets from the top of Mount Sinai. No, we're giving away, those would be very valuable though. We are giving away another 20 Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablets with the keyboard and case. This is even better than last time. This was massive. This was huge. Back in August, we gave away 20. So on Monday morning, we start giving away another 20 Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablets. Listen at 6 a.m. for the first one. Then we'll do it at 7, 8, and 9 a.m. every day next week. Every hour, every day next week, MJ Morning Show giving away 20 Microsoft tablets. You know, the retail on these things with the keyboard, this is like a $1,200, $1,300 deal, maybe more. And we're giving away 20 of them. It's tablet tag. So Monday morning in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll give away the first one to a random caller. And then you have to know that winner's first name for the 7 o'clock giveaway. Then in the 8 o'clock, you got to know the 7 winner. In the 9 o'clock, you got to know the 8 winner. Then for Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., you have to know the 9 a.m. winner's first name and be the right number caller. And that's it. And then repeat all week long. The MJ Morning Show, folks, spread the word. We're giving away Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablets. These are full-blown Windows computers. They are gorgeous. I use mine virtually exclusively these days. Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News on the phone. Dennis, do you have a Surface 8 Pro by any chance?
I do not.
You know, I see a lot of the anchors on a lot of the news channels have these Surface 8 Pros on the anchor desks.
Yeah, you know, weather people, we just talk. We don't have any scripts. We don't look at anything. They just say, talk for 11 minutes, and we just go, you know?
All right, well, here we go. Dennis Phillips, ABC Action News, joining us live from the, is this the Master Bedroom Weather Center?
No. I'm actually downstairs. I'm on my computer reading, just laughing at all the comments and some of the Facebook posts because, you know, I think Floridians are now officially just over hurricane season, and now, you know, they're just seeing any possible phallic look to the track of the tone or whatnot.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, listen, I used some choice words for Nicole earlier this morning. I'm angry. I am angry at Nicole because I thought we were over. I thought we were done with this stuff. Dennis, can I be honest with you? Earlier this morning, I called Nicole a bitch, all right?
I think a hoe as well.
I'm just being honest. You know, so, Dennis, I thought we were done. Why are we dealing with a tropical storm tomorrow?
Well, and it's never happened. We have never had a storm from the East Coast come in November. There's been 5 times where we've had Gulf storms, you know, where the water's a lot warmer. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. Now, but do remember, 2 years ago, exact same day, we had Ada, and that's when we had all that flooding along the Gulf Coast. Yeah. Again, that was a Gulf storm, not an Atlantic storm.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not changing what I said yesterday. I still think it's, you know, for most of the Bay Area, this is just a nuisance. It's going to be, you know, pretty nasty overnight. It's going to be nasty tomorrow morning. You know, I'm telling people, look, if you don't have to go out tomorrow morning, don't do it. I expect most schools will be canceled.
Yeah, at this point, the last we saw, Dennis, we saw that Pasco and Polk had already canceled preemptively, and we were waiting to hear from Hillsborough and Pinellas in the immediate Tampa Bay area. But I would assume, Dennis, I think you're agreeing that they'll probably cancel for tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine there being school tomorrow just because there will be tropical storm warnings. I mean, I just think purely from a liability standpoint, if there's a school bus going down the road and they hit a 60-mile-an-hour wind and that school bus were to get in an accident, what would happen? I mean, I can't fathom anyone except for, you know, maybe southern counties possibly, but even then, I think the entire area is going to be closed tomorrow. It's just my opinion.
All right, what are we looking as far as, let's talk about the immediate Tampa Bay area. Let's talk about Hillsborough and Pinellas and Manatee and Pasco and Polk. And what are we looking at?
All right, so we'll start inland. Let's start with Polk. Inland areas are going to be a little closer to the center. So I would expect, again, time frame, this evening, you're going to, even late afternoon, you're going to start seeing tropical storm force wind gusts. The more sustained winds will be after midnight until noon tomorrow. So the problem is a lot of folks are going to lose power, especially south and central in the overnight hours. You know, no power during a storm is pretty lame. So I always tell people to download whatever app you choose, you know, whatever one you prefer, so you can, you know, watch the coverage as opposed to just listening to it sometimes. I mean, we have great radio partners with you guys, but there are certainly some times being able to see what it is we're talking about can be helpful. So, you know, I would say overnight, you're going to have winds of 40 to 55. I think tomorrow morning between about 7 and noon, you're going to have maybe 45 to 55, gusts up to 65 in a few spots. But overall, and the only other thing.
And is that Polk County?
That's pretty much the entire area.
Gotcha. So you think tomorrow, you know, we had your partner on. We had Greg D on this morning at like 7:35, and he was saying that he expects, it sounds like you're in the same boat, that this will be like a plan for like a midnight to noon event across the Bay Area.
100%. Yeah. Now you know, areas in Citrus County a little bit later. The only thing that concerns me, and I'm sure, MJ, you remember this, you know, back in 04 when we had Francis and Jean, you know, those storms cut across the state just like this one's going to. And one in particular, you know, went offshore, picked up a little juice, and the winds picked up just a bit right along the coastline because, you know, there's no friction over the water. So the winds can stay a little bit higher right along the immediate coastline. So my thought is Pasco County north, right along the coast, mid-morning to late morning tomorrow, might have a little more wind than areas maybe even 5 to 10 miles inland. So Newport Richey, Holiday, up toward Hudson, Pine Island, areas up toward Crystal River. Uh-huh. I do think late morning they're going to have a little more wind along the coast than maybe those inland spots are. But I think overall you're talking gusts of about 40 to 50 in most areas, maybe a little higher inland. The hurricane force gusts will be over on the east side of the state, not so much for our area.
All right, now, Dennis, this time yesterday we spoke to you live as well, and the tracks, the modeling had pushed this thing as far as if you're going to pick a line, it had moved this thing more north of the Tampa Bay area. But we talked about the big butt and how it was, you know, just the wind field looked like a big butt on the map. And it's just the wind field really is going to envelop the entire state to give you an idea of how big this system is. But it moved further south like late yesterday.
It did, but like you said, it doesn't matter. We were saying this yesterday. I don't care where it makes landfall. For our area, for central and western Florida, the impacts will be exactly the same. It's still not a hurricane, and that's something else I just posted. Look, you know, we're going to start hearing it maybe at some point this morning or later on today. Breaking news, Nicole now a hurricane. Who cares? It's 5 miles an hour more than it would be right now.
Yeah, because right now, if we look at the last advisory, and the next big update will happen at 11 a.m., or actually at 10 a.m., rather. Yeah, so now, because, you know, it's odd. We moved to Eastern Standard Time, so now the times become an hour earlier. But the 7 a.m. intermediate advisory has maximum sustained winds at 70 miles an hour. It's 4 miles away from becoming a Cat 1 hurricane. And it's expected to become a Cat 1 hurricane sometime in the next couple of hours as it rolls right across the Bahamas and then heading towards, I mean, if we were to pick a spot, like what, West Palm, Jupiter, Fort Pierce?
Yeah, probably around Fort Pierce. And we were saying that yesterday. And you're right. And again, it'll be all over the place. You'll get push alerts. You'll hear breaking. Nicole, a hurricane. Again, I don't care. It's 5 miles an hour more than it is right now. Now, fortunately, there's some dry air out ahead of it. There's some shear. So the ingredients just aren't. And boy, and I understand that's our worst case scenario. That's the one that folks worry about, is a storm that's approaching land like Ian did and started to intensify rapidly. That's what Michael did a few years ago in the Panhandle. This is totally different. That will not happen. I mean, could it get up to 75 or 80? Sure. But I'll still argue that a 5 or 10 mile an hour difference really is meaningless in terms of what the impact is going to be either way. So what you see now is what you're going to get upon landfall on the East Coast. The bigger threat by far is not the wind, it's the water, because that water is extending all the way up to Jacksonville right now. And there's going to be some surge issues for the entire east side of the state.
Right. Not here, but the East Coast.
The East Coast. Correct. Yeah. I mean, 70 mile an hour winds, you know, it's a nuisance. It's a headache. There's going to be some pool cages. There'll be some branches, some limbs, maybe some trees down. Not fun. Not what we want to deal with. But you don't get structural damage. The only issue would be mobile homes that aren't anchored. Mobile homes, when you have winds higher than 65 miles an hour, that's when you should probably seek more.
Or mobile homes made out of balsa wood from Hobby Lobby.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, those are the ones that you might want to get to a, you know, a shelter or someplace else. And if that would be the case, probably in inland areas where the winds might be a bit stronger. But, you know, you mentioned the West Coast water, and I talked this yesterday. So this moving a little more south, like you mentioned, there's a chance it could make it briefly into the Gulf. It isn't like flipping a switch. The minute it goes in the Gulf, the winds are going to shift. It takes a little while to get it. But I do think high tide, Thursday night, Friday morning, between maybe midnight and 2 a.m., that's a pretty high tide. If we were to see any water along our coast, and I don't think it'll be huge, but if we were, that would be the time. Because up until then, the winds are all pushing offshore. And by the way, I do think we're going to see some water loss in the bay, not like we did with Ian, but I do think that water is going to drop 2 or 3 feet as this thing comes closer.
Dennis, what is your prediction? Folks, we're on with Dennis Phillips. Dennis Phillips, the chief meteorologist at ABC Action News, our television weather partner here on Q105 and all the Beasley Media Group stations. Dennis, power-wise, what is your – I know you mentioned power outages a few minutes ago, but across the Tampa Bay area, what are your thoughts? You think we're going to have widespread power outages, or you think we're going to hold up?
I don't think we'll have widespread, but I think there'll be plenty of power outages. I mean, think about an afternoon thunderstorm, right? I mean, we lose power in an afternoon thunderstorm in 5, 10,000 places. It happens. Well, you're going to have an afternoon thunderstorm that's going to last 12 hours. So I absolutely think, especially where the power lines are above ground, yeah, there will be power outages. I don't think widespread is probably an accurate word. I'd say probably scattered to moderate. And you don't know where, I mean, honestly, because that wind field, like you talked about, I mean, that's exactly right. When the entire area is getting winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, it's going to be more haphazard who has power outages. And again, that's just another reason why I think it's so important to, you know, have your phones charged and to have everything ready if you do lose power so you can keep up to date, whether you're listening to the radio or watching on streaming.
Now, Dennis, over the, let's say, 12-hour period, you know, midnight tonight through, let's say, noon tomorrow, the span of the event, are we going to see the waves, how we see the bands, how it calms down for a while, and then we get a band rolling through? Is that going to be, or is this more just a continuous blob for 12 hours?
No, well, it's both, actually. We are going to have a blob of winds, you know, maybe 30 to 35, but then you're right. You will have bands where those winds will kick up to 50 or 55, and then that might only last 5 or 10 minutes. And then, you know, then we get more that drops down and we get more of the steady winds. Sustained winds by the time it gets into our area is probably more realistic of 35 to 45, maybe a little lower. But that's kind of our sustained, but we will have those bands a lot higher. And I'll tell you, the one thing I hear most of all, I was doing some live stuff last night. Everybody wanted to know about the airports. I mean, that more than anything, it seems like that's the big question. Now, I had heard, I don't know if you've heard this, I had heard last night they were talking about closing Orlando at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, that's still, apparently that's still in effect. So we're still seeing that Orlando is going to close at 4 o'clock this afternoon. No word on Tampa International at this point, but I would imagine that they would probably suspend the activity tomorrow.
You would think so, yeah. I mean, maybe this evening through afternoon tomorrow,
yep,
like early afternoon. That's kind of what I was thinking. But, yeah, I didn't know if there had been anything out today or not. I hadn't heard.
Festa, can you hit the Tampa International website and see if there's any update there?
Yeah, I'm looking on the front page of their site. You'd figure they'd put it right on the front page. Weather alert. Here we go.
Here we go. Weather alert. Tampa International Airport continues to monitor Tropical Storm Nicole. We remain open and operational at this time. Passengers should check with their airlines for the most up-to-date flight information. And also, please do not bring a loaded gun stuffed in a raw chicken in to the TSA checkpoint. So, did you see that story?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, at Fort Lauderdale, someone tried to bring a loaded gun stuffed inside like an oven, a raw oven stuffer roaster in their carry-on bag.
I can't even fathom that. Why in a raw chicken? What's the point?
And the raw chicken would spoil by the time it got to its destination, I would imagine, too.
I have no idea. Dennis, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, at the very least, I mean, the guy's going to have salmonella, so why would you even want to think about this?
We talked about the gun getting salmonella, actually. Dennis, I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow. Can we talk around the same time?
Sure. I mean, I suspect I'll be at work all night and then stay through, you know, tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be available most of the day.
All right. I'll be in touch via text, Dennis. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
your
thanks.
Guys. See you.
Thanks. Dennis Phillips, ABC Action News, our weather partner. So we'll have Dennis on tomorrow.
And MJ's latest bromance.
What are you talking about?
By the way, I spoke to Paul last night.
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, how's that?
Paul already knew that I went to dinner because I guess Dennis had already told Paul that I was taking Dennis to dinner.
That's why you have to be preemptive
on Saturday night. And no, Paul likes Dennis. Dennis likes Paul. They're good pals. You know, talking about Paul Delgado from Fox.
You know, Roxanne, this is like when you're in high school and you date the quarterback and then. Then, you know, you date the running back, and then you have to, you know, they're friends.
Yeah.
And you don't want tension between them, but right, you want to be cool with everybody. Over. But the quarterback knows you're making out with the running back.
I got a lot of stuff to get to here, folks. Remember, if you haven't heard the news yet, and, you know, we forget that people tune in and out all the time. So right now, I'm going to say something that people have not yet heard, even though I've mentioned it many times since 7:30. There are people listening right now that have not heard that Tablet Tag is back starting next Monday. We are giving away the MJ Morning Show, folks. We are giving away another 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets, full Windows tablets. These are amazing. This time around, we're also including the keyboard case, which is incredible. I use the Surface Pro 8 like exclusively now. That's my main computer I do all my show work on. I love it. And we've gotten help again from our friend DonTheITGuy.com, Don the IT Guy. And his place is called TeamLogic IT St. Petersburg. Great IT solutions for all businesses that are listening, security, point of sale, all that. So we're hooking up with DonTheITGuy.com again. We got another 20 Microsoft Surface Pro tablets, and we're giving away 20 of them every hour. Every day next week on the MJ Morning Show, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. Listen starting Monday at 6 a.m. for Tablet Tag here on the MJ Morning Show. And obviously, we'll probably run promos all weekend long as well. I'm just going down the list here, just making sure. It's just been a jammed up day. This tropical storm really put a kibosh. I'm telling you, it kind of wrecked up my... I had even bigger plans for today.
No, I thought we were funny.
No, we are funny today. I think we are good today. I am personally entertained today.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
I'm just saying that in near mid-November, I didn't need to be dealing with another tropical system. I thought we were done.
Yes.
I know.
Which I guess is sort of a wake-up call that, are you really ever done? Are we going to have one around Christmas time this year, maybe?
So it ends on November 30th, the season ends.
Right.
Could we have one on December 1st?
Yes, you could.
Has that ever happened? Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever happened, but I guess you could.
I remember we had one in January one year.
Well, that was the no-name storm.
No, we had our hurricane.
No,
when did we have a hurricane in January?
There was the no-name storm in 92, right? Or 93 or whatever it was. Yeah, it was the famous no-names, whenever the hell that was. All right, speaking of the holidays in November, and I don't know about you, Fester, but I know Froggies would be into this. There is now cannabis-infused turkey gravy just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they've done this in the past, too. This isn't a first go-round.
Who is they? The Mexican drug cartel? Who's they?
Roxanne's in deep with Big Gravy. She knows when they have...
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Yeah, can I buy some pot gravy, man? You got a lid? I need a lid of pot gravy, man.
I'm a board of directors member of Big Gravy, and we thought this was going to blow the top off Thanksgiving.
All right, this Thanksgiving, we're going to cater to the potheads.
Yeah, maybe I should get Ian Beckles on the phone, see if he can walk me through this.
Dude, he'd get you some, man.
Yeah, should I call Ian?
Dude, he knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two.
This holiday season, Kiva Confections cannabis-infused turkey gravy puts a Thanksgiving twist on a classic flavor. With a virally successful debut, the limited edition Kiva Turkey Cannabis Gravy will be available for purchase at dispensaries across California. Well, hold on. There are only Thanksgiving cannabis-craving potheads in California?
Wait, hold on, MJ. What? I just looked up recipes for cannabis gravy this Thanksgiving. You can make it at your house.
I'm sure you can.
If you're gonna go through the effort of having such a unique dish as weed gravy, you should make it.
Should I call Ian Beckles?
A half a cup of cannabis infused butter. Right?
Hey,
the stock chicken. Or turkey. A skillet, salt, right. Pepper, onions.
Hey, Andrew, pick up the phone. See if
I'll pick it up.
See if Ian picks up.
I'll pick it up. I got it, Andrew.
See if he has any recipes for cannabis gravy or something. All right. Well, listen.
I don't know. He does the afternoon show now. He might be asleep.
No, I think he stopped doing that. I think he might have stopped. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So cannabis infused gravy. Now that's the hottest new thing here. Unbelievable. Oh, speaking of food. Can Skittles kill you?
Really? Oh, I hope not.
Taste the rainbow.
Yikes.
Remember the Skittles commercial? The Skittles are all over their face. It looks like monkeypox or something. I'm like, what's going on here? Anyway, there's a complaint. There's a lawsuit. A California man is claiming that Skittles are unfit for human consumption because they contain a known toxin, Thames? It's T-H-A-M-E-S. I know how you pronounce the river running through London.
All right.
But Janelle Thames, or Thames, voluntarily dismissed the case on Monday after filing the lawsuit in Oakland, California. No reason was given for the dismissal, which was without prejudice, meaning that he could sue again. Lawyers did not immediately respond, but this guy filed the lawsuit accusing Mars, the maker of Skittles, that people eating Skittles were ingesting heightened levels of titanium dioxide, a compound that privately held company had pledged in 2016 to phase out over 5 years.
Now, is titanium dioxide, what does that do? Is that the chemical that kind of binds it together?
Makes you horny.
Whoa.
No, I don't know. Well, it's in the coloring.
It's in the coloring. Yeah. Okay, it's in the dye.
Though many foods contain titanium dioxide to add color, various studies over the years have questioned its safety. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Skittles can be sold in Europe.
Really?
I think like the EU, the European Union, I think that they ban the titanium dioxide, and I don't think they're allowed to sell Skittles in Europe because of this very thing.
Kind of a
taste
funny thing.
The rainbow.
sounded demonic.
It did.
Taste the rainbow.
About Skittles and me. I only...
Your mother eats Skittles in hell.
So, European Skittles, they do have Skittles,
right,
but they're dull in color and shine compared to the glossy ones we have in the
they're
U.S.
They're like more pastel and more matte. I will only eat red and purple Skittles.
Oh, I thought you were only going to eat titanium dioxide. I thought that's what you're going to say.
What about orange, red, and green?
Nope.
Or orange, yellow, and green?
Throw them right away.
Hold on. You only eat what?
Purple and red.
You won't eat a green. They taste the same, don't they?
They taste completely different.
I'm not a Skittles pro over here.
Well, why'd the suit get dropped? Big Skittle got to him?
Maybe so. They threatened him. In the middle of the night, there was a knock at his door. Mm-hmm. And they said, I'm from Big Skittles. I'm from Mars. I'm a man from Mars. And if you don't drop this Skittles lawsuit... Yeah, you're going to end up in a bag of Skittles.
I'll tell you right now, if I could choose my way of death, Skittles is a really good option. I'll take that one. You give me Skittles.
You know, really, they are just chewy chunks of sugar.
That's all it is.
When it comes down to it. That's all. Just you know what? I got to be honest. Joe, just go get a 5-pound bag, actually, with inflation and I think it's just a 4-pound bag. Go get a bag of, like, Domino sugar. And some glue. And just glue like little beads together. And there you got Skittles. And then just drop some food coloring on there. And boom, you got Skittles.
Don't use glue, kids. That was a joke.
Oh, hey, I've got an update. Remember the Colorado police officer that stopped the patrol car on the railroad tracks? And then the train? Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Guess what? They have been charged. Man, what a crazy story. We had the video on our website. We played the audio. I've got it queued up again here. Two officers have been charged with multiple felony and misdemeanor counts after they were involved in this incident
where they placed a handcuffed female in a patrol car that was parked on railroad tracks. And then the, of course, if you're going to stop on the railroad tracks, a train is coming. That's just like, that's one of the laws of nature. Sergeant Pablo Vasquez from the Platteville Police Department in Colorado charged with five counts of reckless endangerment and one count each of obstructing a highway or other passageway, careless driving, parking where prohibited. The Weld County, Colorado District Attorney's Office announced earlier this week Officer Jordan Steinke of the Fort Lupton Police Department is charged with second-degree assault, criminal attempt to commit manslaughter, and reckless endangerment. On September 16th, officers from both the Platteville, Colorado Police and the Fort Lupton Police Departments responded to a reported road rage incident on Highway 85. Yureni Rios Gonzalez, 20-year-old woman, was accused of threatening another with a gun in a body cam video of the incident. Rios Gonzalez is seen pulled over in front of some railroad tracks. She is then handcuffed and placed inside Vasquez's police cruiser, which he had stopped on the railroad tracks. What the hell are you thinking? As officers searched her vehicle, a train whistle can be heard coming. Here's the audio of that.
She could have, because when I was behind her, she was driving slow enough.
Yeah.
So she could have tossed something, but I literally
tossed it out the window?
Listen.
Could have, out that window, but.
Hear the train?
Is that heart?
No, that's a trauma track.
And you hear the impact, and you, how long did it take them to realize that, and you heard the officer go, oh my God, because they're realizing that the cruiser was parked on the railroad tracks, and here comes, you know, some Western Pacific or, I don't know, CSX or Santa Fe train.
Full steam ahead. Oh, I mean, my. It was going.
Oh, listen to this thing. They're just casually talking about the traffic stop.
She was driving slow enough.
Yeah.
So she could have tossed something, but I literally
tossed it out the window.
Could have tossed it out the window.
Who is that heart?
No, that's a.
Oh, wait a sec.
Trauma track.
I mean.
Oh my God! And she dropped the S bomb. That was bleeped.
Can you believe the train sounds were coming long before they started talking about the train sounds coming?
How about the office, the female officer? What's that? Oh. That's kidding. Yeah. It's a train.
It's a train.
How about you don't park on the tracks? Now,
is there something we're missing here that trains don't normally go over that track or something? And they're moldable tracks? None of it makes sense. I know. I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about, because she goes, that's the, like, what? Is it another track on another train on another track?
I think she realized it was the train.
Now, if you listen here to the names that I read, there's not a female name, so it doesn't sound like the female was part of getting charged. So
she might have rolled up on the scene afterwards. So she had nothing to do with that event.
Sergeant Pablo Vasquez, or Vasquez, however you pronounce his particular last name, and then Officer Jordan Steinke. So there sounds like two, I don't know, female Jordan, right? There's certainly not a female Pablo.
It could be a female Jordan, but wow.
Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, Rios Gonzalez suffered serious injuries. She had all kinds of busted bones. She's got a hell of a lawsuit, Mike. You know, you want to talk about winning the lottery? She hit the train hit her in the lottery. She got the hit by the train lottery going on.
That's a hell of a way to cash in, man.
She's going
to
walk away with millions of dollars out of this, trust me.
I hope she recovers fully.
Yeah, she was charged with one count of felony menacing because she was like waving a gun in a road rage incident out of the window of the car. And I remember she had like broken ribs and all broken bones and femurs. And a CBS News Colorado investigation found that Vasquez had previously been labeled a significant liability risk by another department that he worked at. So this cop was labeled a significant liability risk by a different police agency. Then he gets hired by the Platteville Police Department, where I guess he continued to be a significant liability risk.
This would redefine significant liability risk.
Now, this is crazy. So that's the follow-up. That's the update on the story. All right, final chunk of the MJ Morning Show is coming up next. And is your job messing with your health? Oh, and there is a restaurant heist that you got to hear about.
And this is very near and dear to my heart, ladies and gentlemen. That and a whole lot more in the final chunk of the MJ Morning Show next here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The big announcement this morning at 7:30 was quite exciting. I announced earlier today that Tablet Tag is back. We're going to give away another 20 of these Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets, full Windows computers in a tablet form, gorgeous. We're juicing it up. Even better than last time. We gave away 20 of these things back in August, and the audience, the MJ Morning Show and Q105 listening audience, flipped out. They loved it. We're doing it again. So starting on Monday, we're going to give away another Surface Pro 8 Microsoft tablet every hour all next week during the MJ Morning Show, 6, 7, 8, and 9 a.m. Every hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we're juicing it up because we're adding the keyboard this time. So it's the keyboard case, which is a full keyboard and a protective case. It's awesome. This is an amazing package. And we're giving away not one, not two. That's a chintzy radio crap.
Hey, come
We're going to go 20 tablets. This is incredible. 20 of them starting Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Keep listening. And hopefully you can win one of these things. All right, a couple of things before we get out of here today. Oh, we got like 10 minutes here. We got plenty of time. This I hate to hear this, but nearly half of Americans say that their job negatively affects their mental health.
Oh yeah.
All right, hold on. The job that pays you, that supplies you with the rest of the means for survival.
Well, this is what troubles me, and this is what I really. This is the softer side of MJ.
Come see the softer side of MJ.
Versus the psycho side of Roxanne.
Come see the psycho side of Roxanne.
I'm so sick of that.
Or the... hold on, you're sick of this?
Yeah.
Come see the psycho side of Roxanne.
You would not believe the volume of... messages to request me interpret people's dreams and I heard you love crystals.
It's not the psychic side of Roxanne, it's the psycho.
I know that too. I'm aware
now,
of that.
What are you more sick of, the old Sears take or this one?
And Doug,
I gotta say, it's a tough call.
But you know what's weird is when I hear the emu emu, it doesn't bother me. Like the real one doesn't bother me. So
this doesn't bother you?
And Doug.
It's actually a catchy jingle.
But this does.
And Doug.
I just don't want to get stuck in people's heads and annoy them with that one.
This doesn't annoy people.
Doug.
I mean, it might.
Not at all. No, I feel bad. This is like the empathetic side of me, MJ, because I don't want people to hate their jobs. I want people to live happily ever after. I want people to enjoy and the pursuit of happiness. And I just feel bad if people, in order to survive and make a living and provide for themselves and their family, if they hate their job, I don't. Should we go to the hate the jobs phones in the last minutes?
Yeah, I want most people to live happily ever after. I have a very small list of people I wish nothing good for.
You know, we've been so jammed today. I haven't gone to the phones other than having Dennis and Michelle and Julian. And let's go to the phones. Do you hate your job? Do you think that your mental health is affected because you hate your job? Let's go to phones here. We don't typically do phones in the last segment, but what the heck? We got a couple of minutes here. 800-990-1047. Do you hate your job? What do you do? Now, you don't have to say, like, where you work or the name of the business unless you want to, unless you're getting ready to quit anyway. But do you hate your job? And does it affect your psyche? 800-990-1047. So fire up the phones here quickly because we only have about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, and I wanted to try to squeeze a couple of things in. But do you hate your job? 800-990-1047. We'll go to the sucky job phones next, DFS.
Oh, my God. How great would it be if somebody calls in while they're sitting at the desk at the job that they hate? Just talking about your job on the radio while your boss is just walking by sipping the coffee.
What if they say, like, take this job and shove it right there live on the air while we're talking to them?
Yes.
Let's go to the first one here. I got Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Mike, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. Now, I retired because it was affecting my mental health. I worked at the same place 43 years.
Holy moly. And did you hate your job?
Uh-huh.
I know. Did you hate it all 43 years, or did it just become hateful?
About the last 15. And I would scream obscenities at the ceiling before I'd even get myself out of bed.
Oh, my God. Wait. Yeah. So Roxanne's got questions. I've got questions. What kind of work was this, Mike?
Well, when you wake up in the morning and your car didn't start and it leaked, it knocked, I'm the one to put a dollar amount to how crappy your day was going to be as a service advisor at a local car dealership.
Gotcha. Oh, wow. Gotcha. All right. So all right. You did not like being a service advisor at a car dealer.
I liked it, but after 43 years, it worked on me.
Yeah. Now, was this particular car dealer, or would have been any car dealer after 43 years?
It all depends. Well, I work. That's the only place I worked at, so I have a hard time comparing to other places.
Wow.
Well, here's my question. Did you hate what you do, or did you hate the people, or did you hate the customers? Who did you hate?
I like the customers more than I like the people I work
that's
with.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. 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 I'm Mike, and hey, thanks for giving me I got a great sound drop from you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Amy, hey, ISO that for me. That was great. Yeah, I love that. I got to grab that. You'll hear that in the future, folks. Amy's in Clearwater. Amy, do you hate your job?
Well, the one I have now, I freaking love it. But the one I had for 20 years, I hated with a passion.
What was it? What did you do?
I was a manager for a pretty prominent grocery chain here in Florida.
Wow. And you didn't like the job. Why didn't you like the job?
It was extremely stressful. And I pretty much cried every day for probably 2 years.
Now, if I'm guessing what prominent grocery chain you work for, they're known for taking care of their employees. You just didn't like the stress of the overall job?
No, I didn't care for the management.
Oh, I got you. All right.
I mean, the management was extremely demanding, and I mean, I was a manager of one of the inside departments.
Okay.
And I it actually broke my body down. That's when I realized that.
And what do you do now? So you're out of the grocery business. What do you do now that you love?
I work for the post office.
Well, I would expect you, maybe some people might not want like the post office after 20-something years. But anyway, hey, listen, Amy, what do you do for the post office?
I am a carrier. Wow. I just started my route, just now got up to it. I love this job. Wow. I've been doing it for almost 7 years now.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. Hey, listen, Amy, thank you. It's great to have a smiling postal worker. Hey, my postal guy's great as well.
Hold on.
I got JR.
It took 7 years to become a letter carrier?
I hung up.
I mean, like seven. Yeah. I didn't know there was that much training involved.
All right, let me grab Karen. Oh, we got a Karen complaining. Oh, no, Karen, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. All right, Karen is in Tampa. Hey, Karen.
Hi, MJ. First and foremost, I love you guys. You're amazing. You make my morning so fabulous.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. All right, so what job do you have that you hate?
Well, I had a job that I was an owner-operator of a three-location sports nutrition store. And I love what I do, but I hated my employees. I couldn't. So I'm from New England, and I just had employees that weren't dedicated. They'd call out. It was such a hassle. I ended up selling all my locations. I'm a physical therapist and a sports nutritionist, and You can thank me for Tom Brady being here, by the way.
Whoa. We can thank you for Tom Brady being here?
Yes, because I did my internship with the Red Sox. I worked with the Patriots, with Gronkowski, Edelman, all that. And he was going to go to Miami. And I said, nope, Giselle's Brazilian. She's not going to freaking love Miami. So go and stay with Jeter in his mansion and live the life in Tampa. Sign with the box. You're going to be able to do what you want.
So you told Tom Brady to come to Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like you're also responsible for their divorce, because I think she does hate Tampa and loves Miami now, Karen. Nice job.
Yeah, really. Good job, Karen. Way to screw everything up, Karen.
Leave Karen alone.
I'm kidding.
Karen, are you there?
So neutral. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
I'm
yeah.
so neutral. Like, I love Giselle and I love Tom, but I am a professional, too, so...
So you actually know them both?
I know them both. I worked with both of them. Yeah, wow. Okay. Sports nutritionist and a physical therapist.
Is it true that she goes by Giselle?
Not really, no. Okay. I mean, yeah, kind of. Well, but not in my capacity.
Karen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You're fabulous. Keep it up, man. I hope you... are on for 30 more years.
Well, thank you, Karen. Aww, keep in touch with us, Karen, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. All right, I've got two more. I got to go quickly because we're going to be late. Mary, quickly, Clearwater, what job do you hate?
I have been in the jewelry business for 30 years. And it's not the job that I hate. It's all about the people that you work for and corporate America, the politics. It's very... taxing on you.
Is it like a mall type jewelry place?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just asking. All right, Mary, well, listen, don't let it affect your mental health, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mary. And hey, maybe give IDC a call. Give International Diamond Center a call. It's a family-owned operation, not corporate America, all family-run. All right, last call is Daniel's in Tampa. Daniel, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, MJ?
Daniel, good to hear from you. What job do you hate?
When I used to work in the boating industry, having to get up at 5 a.m. and go in there, and then as soon as you wake up, you're dealing with fiberglass and dust, and literally it'll make your skin break out.
Yep.
And then they don't have... If you can't stay late, then they think you're not dedicated to the company.
Yeah, you're a slacker.
People don't want to give you any money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, Daniel, did you quit the boating business?
Hell yeah.
And you don't have the fiberglass itchies all over your body now?
Like, hey, MJ, I'm serious. Imagine if, you stuck your hand in a red ant pile up to your elbow.
Jeez.
And then you get those little white bumps on there. That's when the fiberglass getting stuck in your skin.
Oh, man. Daniel, what do you do now?
RV tech.
All right, listen, hey, Fester's the general RV buddy. Hey, Daniel, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. All right, wow, look, the phone's exploded on that.
Yeah, Daniel, call me back. I may have a gig for you.
We will continue to track Tropical Storm Nicole, expected to become a hurricane hitting the East Coast later this evening, early in the morning. And then our effects are going to be midnight to noon tomorrow, this late season tropical storm. What a pain in the neck. I mentioned the restaurant story. I'll get to that tomorrow. I'm just kind of out of time here. I got a lot of stuff I didn't get to. It's been a busy day. And, of course, the huge news that we're giving away 20 more Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets starting Monday here on the MJ Morning Show. Just keep listening. Your chance to win one of these Surface Pro 8 tablets from Microsoft. And thanks to our pal Don, the IT guy.com. He's helping facilitate this again. DonTheITGuy.com and Team Logic IT in St. Petersburg.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.